transcribing, recording, or other use of this material without the expressed written consent of Norman Broadcasting Company, Incorporated, and WGNU Radio is strictly prohibited. We ask that you govern your calls within the bounds of brevity and good taste. And now, the wake-up call with Liz Brown.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. This is Liz Brown. My goodness gracious, you need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609. That is the fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Ooh, we have a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of stuff to talk about. The question becomes, where do we begin? Where do we begin? Well, let me see. Well, I guess I want to begin with you know, I don't know. I don't know. I am reeling with reeling with some of the stories that are coming out from Iraq. You know, you turn your head. I try to talk about some local issues here for a minute, and I'm going to talk some more about those today. I'm going to talk about those in the next hour. little bit in this hour, but you turn your head for a second. And in the volatile, I think that's really the best word to describe the world that we're living in right now, volatile, extraordinary volatile world that we live in right now. Things happen. And things happen in a wild way. Please, please understand that you heard it here. Most completely and fully. What is happening in Iraq is going to set the world on fire. The United States has lit a fuse in Iraq that is going to spread and consume the whole world. Now, the world didn't join us when George Bush made the preemptive strike against Iraq. But I believe that the world is going to have to get involved to put out the flame, to dump water on the fuse that we have lit in Iraq. 25,000 Iraqis, since the bombing of the Shiite Muslim shrine on February 22nd, 25,000 Iraqis have been pushed out of their homes by sectarian violence. February, March, in 30 days. Y'all, that's a big deal. Barely over 30 days. 25,000 Iraqis have been displaced. There are tent cities springing up across central and southern Iraq to house homeless Sunni and Shiite families. Sunni and Shiite families. And there's more. We have lit a fuse. And there's more. The fact of the matter is that not only are people moving their homes, the Shiites are saying, you know what, we don't stand by the government that you're forcing us to have. Iraq is going to explode. It's going to explode into Iran. It's going to explode all across the Middle East. And that is what happens when the kid with no sense of the rest, that a world exists outside of Texas, when the D student is allowed to drive, the D student, D substance abuse, substance abusing student, is allowed to be in charge. What is it? What's the phrase? No good can come of it. No good can come of it. Oh, it's bad. Oh, it's bad. Baghdad has taken in at least 220 Shiite families from the Anbar province. That's a Sunni stronghold in the capital. Fallujah, an overwhelmingly Sunni Arab city 35 miles west of Baghdad. Only 37 Shiite families remain. and persuaded by pleas from their Sunni neighbors to stay despite the threats from foreign fighters. Another 15 miles to the west, in Habula, dozens of Sunni families have gathered to seek shelter. Dafir Sadun, a 41-year-old shop owner who uprooted his household in Baghdad's Sadir City neighborhood, came to Habula. He said he felt no threat from the militias of Iraq's governing Shi'i religious parties. But after months of kidnapping and killings of Sunni men blamed on the Shi'i dominated government for security forces, it had become impossible to remain. We did not fear the Mahdi army, referring to the militia loyal to Shi'i cleric Sadir, because we live in Sadir for 20 years. And everyone knows us and knows we love the Shiites. But the Interior Ministry commandos arrest any Sunni. They don't just arrest them, they kill them. The United States has lit a fuse. Now, this administration has lit a fuse in Iraq. And it is going to take the rest of the world to put out the fire. And I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know. I don't know.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning, Korean veteran.
I haven't called, but I haven't missed one day or one minute of what you've been saying. I just called this morning to agree with you and to corroborate what's going on. You know, I'd heard that the U.S. was going to build 14 or more bases. Over in, in the Middle East and back in that part of the world. And like you said, I think we're headed for something that it's going to be a world cause of a big destruction in the world. I just wanted to go along with that, and that's what I've been thinking and watching because I don't see what can happen. It can come out of this to put the genie back in the bottle.
Oh, it's awful.
Yes, it is.
It's awful. Thanks for your call.
Bye-bye.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And don't forget that, you can email me at revolution@lizbrown.com. revolution@lizbrown.com. I'm looking at a story coming out of Washington, D.C. And I just... It's just, there's so much going on. There's so much going on locally with the school issue, the voucher issue, the election coming up in less than a week, the work that needs to be done, the efforts that need to be taken. And I'm looking at the story, and it reminds me that no matter how many different issues come up, one issue remains the same. To demonize folks that speak truth to power. Cynthia McKinney entered her house office building and bypassed security. This is a common occurrence for members of Congress. She was not recognized as a member of Congress. by the security guard who challenged her. There was a disagreement, and then the Capitol police officer claims that McKinney hit him with a cell phone. So they're going after Cynthia McKinney. Now, this is a question of who do you believe? And who do you want the world to believe? Remember, it was Cynthia McKinney who said in 2004 it was a rigged election and that 9/11 was a major conspiracy and that George Bush should be investigated. Well, how'd that... Is everybody on the same page with that now? Does that make her a conspiracy nut, or does that make her a prophet? Or does it make it someone that has their eyes wide open? And for all of you that believe that NPR is a very liberal radio station, they're the ones that allowed somebody to call her a loose cannon and dangerous. New York Times went even further, saying that Ms. McKinney suggests that Bush might have known about the September of last, did nothing so his supporters could make money in a war. This is the world that we live in. This is the world that we live in. And the question I have is how do you not recognize, if you're working on Capitol Hill, guarding the members of Congress's front door, how is it that you don't recognize a member of Congress? Especially since there's so few black ones. It's not like you have 300, 400, 500 black faces that you have to recognize. There's only a handful of black folks. 454-0400 is the phone number. Here's the statement from Cynthia McKinney. Earlier today, I had an unfortunate confrontation with a Capitol Hill police officer. It is traditional protocol that Capitol Hill police officers secure 535 members of Congress, including 100 senators. It is the expectation that most members of Congress at the Capitol Hill police know officers know who they are. I was urgently trying to get to an important meeting on time to fulfill my obligations to my constituents. Unfortunately, the police officer did not recognize me as a member of Congress, and a confrontation ensued. I did not have my congressional pin, but showed the police officer my congressional ID. I know that Capitol Hill police are securing our safety and that of thousands of others, and I do appreciate the work they do. I deeply regret that the incident occurred. I have demonstrated my support for them in the past, and I continue to do so now. Four five four oh 400 is my phone number. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. My phone number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Today is, what is this, the 30th? That means you have one more day to sign up for Get Down Mamas. And ladies, I just need to tell you that there has been such an overwhelming response to Get Down Mama Lose the Inches Challenge. There's only a few more slots left. So you need to call 524-6162. What's Get Down Mama? Well, it's got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama, for $100. And this is a $300 value. For $100, you get 8 weeks, unlimited fitness classes, including salsa, Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, one-half-hour massage, one-half-hour personal training. You have to register by March 31st. You need to call. There are only a few more slots open. $100. And, oh, I forgot the best part. If you lose the most inches, you win $500 cash money. $500 cash money. Tomorrow's the last day. 524-6162. 524-6162. You know what? Buy this for a gift for somebody that you love. $100. That's all it takes. 524-6162. You have tomorrow's the last day. Now, there are only a few slots left. Get down, mama. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Get to me.
To all the refugees worldwide. One time. Say, say, say. I remember when we used to sit in a government yard in Brooklyn.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Guyer looks for no problems to report. Northbound 55 from 141 to Weber looks good. Northbound 270 between 44 and Marshall. Very heavy volume going on there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to Mid Rivers Mall looks for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 5570 from 4th Street onto the PSB. Look for slow traffic there. Westbound 64 to 5570 split looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at McLeese Landing. Nothing to report there. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge is on the move. Lindbergh at McDonald Boulevard. Look for those traffic lights to be not working. They are on red flash. Northbound 61 and 70. Look for maintenance operations having it reduced to one lane. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. For today, breezy, partly sunny in the morning, becoming cloudy by this afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are expected, and they will continue through the evening with a high today around 70. This evening, the low should be around the mid-50s. Some storms may be severe at time, producing hail and damaging winds. For Friday, partly sunny, breezy, a high in the upper 60s. Friday evening, cloudy, partly cloudy, colder, and a low in the lower 40s. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 47 degrees under partly cloudy skies. Lambert Fields reporting 48. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Trey.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Tune in weekday afternoons from 2 till 5 on AM 920 WGNU. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA and let's take on the day together.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Holding back the
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get up. Get to me. I don't know. Do folks ever really, do right-wing Republicans ever really get tired of lying? It seems like there's an, I don't know, when does it become genetic or instinctive or part of the character, as opposed to, you know, something that you do by mistake. Check this out. Howard Kalugian, you know, that's a difficult name to begin with for someone running for office. Howard Kalugian, a Republican running for a seat in Congress recently vacated by Randy Duke Cunningham. You know him, the man with the antique toilet, or turlet. who took millions of dollars in bribes, more bribe money than anybody in the history of the United States Congress. Now, this is the guy that's running to replace the Dukester, right? Well, Howard Kaloogian posted on his official website a campaign picture taken in, quote, downtown Baghdad. He wanted to show that Baghdad is cool. The media has gotten it all wrong. The media has twisted the story, and things are really quite well, going quite well in Baghdad. So the quote underneath the picture said, "We took this photo of downtown Baghdad while we were in Iraq. Baghdad is more calm and more stable than what many people are led to believe. But each day, the news media finds any violence occurring in the county and screams and shouts about it, in part because many journalists are opposed to the U.S. effort to fight terrorism." Huh? Well, when you look at the picture, many people that looked at the picture with their eyes open said, looked and saw people. Well, they don't seem to be quite dressed right for Iraq, and the signs and the billboards looked off, too. And once again, the blogosphere grabbed a hold of it. And they said the picture more likely was taken in Turkey. And then the story came out finally that the street scene was in Istanbul, not Baghdad. How far? How much? How strong will they lie? He went and got a picture from downtown Istanbul, put it up on his website, and he's running for office, mind you. He's running for office. He wants to be able to have his, to be in the halls of Congress. And he's, I'm just asking, if he's running on a lie, what do you think he's going to do? How loose you think he's going to get when he gets up there? And he's running, you would think, you know what? Here's my thought for the day. Here is a thought for the day. I'm a little upset, and you might be able to hear it from the energy in my voice. I'm a little upset. I'm a lot upset. I'm a lot upset. That story reminds me of what is happening here in St. Louis, and reminds me also of something that Minister Farrakhan has said on my show before. One of the things that he talked about is that, you know, in the margin of our vote can decide an election. We decide, but we decide who stays, we decide who goes. That's all fine, that's good. I get that. But one of the other things that he said is that you must make them afraid to do evil by you and think they can get away with it. You must make them afraid. And that person, that Kaloogian, who's running to replace the Dukester, the biggest thief in Congress, and there's a lot of competition for that gig. And he's the biggest one. You see, Kaloogian, he's not afraid to do wrong. He's not afraid. He should be walking on ethical eggshells. But he wasn't afraid to lie. And I think that's what's happening in the city of St. Louis. These elected officials, they're not scared. Minister Farrakhan says that we have to make them be afraid to do evil against us and think that they can get away with it. then I'm scared. We have to do something about that. And I want to talk about, start talking about the NAACP when I get back. I'm Liz Brown. I'll be back.
Redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time.
This hour's global news update can be heard in its entirety next Thursday in the 6:45 time slot.
The time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than assuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver. Paul Banks, Treasurer. No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else are you going to get your big screen televisions, your small screen televisions, your washers, your dryers, and the trifecta of a shopping experience? You're going to have to go to Sears. That's right. You get great quality, you get great deals, and you have great location. Come on. You need to get your shop on. Get on over to Sears. Sears. Get your shop on.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
After two very
Ladies, come on. 8 weeks, lose the inches challenge. Tomorrow's the last day. Come on. Get down, mama. Gotta exercise to drop off the weight naturally, mama. I'm talking about $100. What do you get for $100? An 8-week unlimited fitness class extravaganza. We're talking about Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, 1.5 hour massage, 1.5 hour personal training session, all for just $100. This is an over $300 value. You must register by March 31st. Why? Because if you lose the most inches in this 8 weeks, you win $500 cash money, cash money, cash money, $500. You lose the inches, you gain money. There's no better combo. 524-6162. Tomorrow
tomorrow's the last day to register. There are only a few slots left. Ladies have been losing their minds over this. There are only a few slots left. You better call 524-6162. Gotta get down. Gotta exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama. Get down, Mama.
After two very successful tours through the U.S. and Canada, the Flying Dutchman André Rieu and his fabulous Johann Strauss Orchestra are back for a series of unforgettable and romantic concerts. Enjoy an evening filled with delightful opera, light opera, and musical melodies with classical music and compelling waltzes, with funny and touching moments, but above all, with lots of romance. This will be a night to always remember, so be there.
André Rieu, in concert, April 26th at Savas Center. Tickets available at all Ticketmaster outlets, online at Ticketmaster.com, or call 314-241-1888.
Don't miss this, André Rieu, the man who brings classics to the world. Get your tickets soon and let André Rieu, the world-famous King of Waltz, take you on a musical journey like never before.
I am Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the Good Old Boy Network in University City. Vote for Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
A voice for those that should be heard. This is the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
What you say, for that I'll love you forever. You kept your word to me, for that I'll love you forever. A promise is a promise in my eyes. Can't say it's gonna just
be. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number is 1-877-920-WGNU. I am archived every day at whiterosesociety.org. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Good gosh. We have a whole lot of stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. Get up. Get up, get to me, huh? You must make them afraid to do evil to you and think they can get away with it. In the city of St. Louis, there is an NAACP that is unlike any other civil rights organization on the planet Earth. They are an organization founded upon the needs and the issues of people of African descent, born out of bloodshed, out of murder, out of race-raging acts directed exclusively, entirely at people of African descent. People have committed all kinds of race-raging acts against people here in this St. Louis region, we have a very special region, all kinds of acts. And recently, didn't they, somebody hang a raccoon by the neck at a construction site? Things happen in this region. Read Sundown Towns. It stuff happens here. And so what does the NAACP here in the city of St. Louis, who was headed by one of the most compromised men in the city of St. Louis, Harold Crumpton, compromised to the bone. Compromised to the bone. And for little bits of stuff, what do they say? What'd your grandmama say? What'd your granddaddy say? Buy him for a penny and you get back some change. Compromised. But they ain't scared of a black folks. And that's the thing that I am most concerned about. We have an NAACP that has sat down and had a press conference with a white man who called a black woman a coon. Ask yourself this. How many press conferences has this NAACP had on behalf of an African person who was called a coon by a white person? I'm just asking. How many press conferences have they had for assaults? I mean, try to call them and see if they get your phone, return your phone call. See if they return your phone call. Madison.
You stole my thunder.
I apologize. I'm so angry. I am so angry.
Yeah, you know, I was getting ready for work yesterday, and you said we have the worst NAACP in the world, not even just in...
No, in the world.
In the world. And after seeing that press conference last night, I said to myself, why would you waste good time addressing something that should be addressed on the flip side as opposed to supporting this person?
You know, not only is it, Madison, is it something that should be addressed on the flip side? It is the obligation of your organization. The NAACP wasn't born out of forgiveness.
Mm.
The NAACP was born out of murder of African people. Mm-hmm. It wasn't born out of forgiveness of white people calling black people coons. I don't forgive none of that.
Mm-mm.
I don't forgive none of that.
I don't think, how can that be a slip of the tongue? I still don't understand that.
I don't forgive any of that.
Right. Mm-mm.
And this NAACP, ask yourself, how many press conferences have they held for black people?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For black people.
I agree. And I was just so upset by that last night.
They're not, and the issue here is that they're not scared. And our job is to make them, they should be too frightened to do anything like that.
Right.
Thanks.
Well, I got one quick question. I'll hang up. What were your thoughts about the protests of the Hispanics?
I think that it's a message to everybody that old school works.
Old school works. That's what I said.
You know, old school works. You need to get in the streets. Folks need to get in the streets.
Right.
Thank you
so much.
All right. Take care, Madison. Albert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm outstanding.
It is totally amazing with this NAACP, and you call them out all the time. And I don't think it was a slip of the tongue. I told him on his show 3 or 4 months ago that I felt he was a racist, and he hung up on me and said that I was banned from calling him. I don't think that was a mistake.
No, it wasn't.
Like,
no, it wasn't.
Yeah, you don't make mistakes. You know that? Come on, man. That's
no, you don't.
Ridiculous. And that's what I was calling you for this morning, because I got a call from my brother about 5:30 this morning saying that he was a member of the NAACP now.
And anybody that's a member of the NAACP should turn in their cards. Anybody that's a member of the NAACP should turn in their cards, and it is just absolutely outrageous that, you know, my mother had a word for people like Harold Crumpton, licky, running behind and licking people, because you running after white folks.
That's crazy.
And instead of standing up and defending people of African descent, you're running after white folks. They're not up in Jefferson City fighting this charter piece.
Yeah.
They having a press conference for a white person that called a black person a coon, saying, well, we cool with that.
And I feel no connection with the NAACP, and I am 100% African-American, and I love you, and I'm going to listen to you, and I'm going to follow you, because you are an inspiration to all of us. I mean, you bring these things out, you expose them. You make us see things that we otherwise wouldn't. I would have to admit that I was very ignorant to a lot of things until I started listening to your show. And, boy, please don't ever leave us.
Thanks, Albert. Take care. We're going to take a break, folks. I'll be back at the top of the hour. We'll be back with, of course, Eye on the Lou, Irene J. Smith. We're still going to be talking about this NAACP piece. You're going to get it from, get Irene's take on it. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
The issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
I didn't know whether to cry or skip down my street. You know, I was elated at the news.
A friend of Jill Carroll's on ABC's Good Morning America. The American journalist is free this morning, released by her Iraqi captors. They've been holding her since January 7th.
This is, again, the culmination of an ordeal that began on January 7th with that kidnapping, and today, unlike many stories here in Iraq, is ending with a happy ending.
ABC's Dan Harris in Baghdad. Carol's release coming a day after her sister Katie appeared on Arabic language TV. Jill Carroll had been working for the Christian Science Monitor when she was kidnapped. A big announcement today expected from Major League Baseball. It's going to get tough again on players who use steroids. And ABC's Todd Ant tells us it may be the result of some pressure from Congress.
2 weeks ago, Representative Cliff Stearns sent a letter to Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig asking about his role in policing steroid use from 1998 to 2002. It may have been that kind of pressure that spurred Selig to open an investigation into past steroid use, focusing on giant star Barry Bonds. ESPN is reporting that George Mitchell, former Senate Majority Leader from Maine, will head the investigation and that final plans will be announced later this week. Todd Ant, ABC News, New York.
The Senate continues its debate on immigration reform today. President Bush in Cancun to talk about the issue with the leaders of Mexico and Canada.
His two-day summit here may result in a sunburn, but no agreement with his host, President Vicente Fox, on legal immigration. President Bush is insisting that Mexico take more responsibility for stopping the flow of illegals over the border.
ABC's Ann Compton traveling with the president in Cancun. Some chilling tapes of the first moments after the 9/11 attacks have been made public.
Police operator 1886, where is your emergency?
This caller was on the 10th floor of the World Trade Center. This is ABC News.
Hi, I'm Bob Bettendorf of the Bettendorf Company, the largest importer of flatware and fine china in the area for over 30 years. Our secret? Great service for each and every one of our customers. Of course, we're not too sure who these customers are. We have this new fancy customer information computer system, but nobody at any of our stores, which are in 7 states, can figure out how to use it. Anyway, that's not your problem. Come into the Bettendorf Company showroom near you, and don't be offended if we don't recognize you.
Even some successful businesses could use help with customer relationship dynamics. That's why there's Microsoft Dynamics. Powerful, people-ready business management solutions that can deliver an easy-to-use customer knowledge base so your salespeople can deliver first-class customer service. Plus, Microsoft Dynamics can help you with financial and supply chain management. Visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
It was 25 years ago today, John Hinckley Jr. shot former President Reagan just outside a Washington, D.C. hotel. ABC's Bettina Gregory had more that day on the man who pulled the trigger.
FBI sources say Hinckley has been arrested twice before, once in California on a drug charge several years ago and a second time last October 9th. Police at the Nashville airport picked up Hinckley as he tried to board an aircraft carrying 3 guns in his suitcase. Security was especially tight that day since President Carter landed and departed from that same airport since he was in Nashville to hold a town meeting. Hinckley paid a $62 fine and then was released. 4 days later, he was back in business purchasing 2 more guns in Dallas.
ABC's Bettina Gregory, the day of the shooting, the president was seriously wounded, but Mr. Reagan made a full recovery. His press secretary, Jim Brady, was left permanently disabled. Hinckley said he shot the president because he was trying to impress actress Jodie Foster. He was found insane. He's still in a mental institution. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, the NAACP is urging KTRS to reconsider their decision to fire broadcaster Dave Lenihan. NAACP spokesperson Reverend Gil Ford says after talking with Lenihan, he believes that the host made an honest mistake when he said a racial slur on the air. Ford believes that the radio station may have just been hypersensitive.
Which would be extremely disturbing, but you have to go back and look at everything in context and then ask the question, is this something where somebody was trying to do something malicious?
Ford says after talking with Lenihan and hearing the audio of the incident, he believes that Lenihan meant no harm. Lenihan was fired last week, just minutes after what he calls a slip of the tongue when talking about Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. He says he meant to say the word coup, but instead used a derogatory word. Work on the Metrolink cross-county extension will force ramp closures today on I-170. The ramps from northbound and southbound 170 to Forest Park Parkway will shut down at 9 o'clock this morning so crews can install a power system for the light rail extension. The short ramp from Shaw Park Drive onto eastbound Forest Park Parkway will also be closed today. The ramps are expected to open at 7 o'clock tonight, but could open during the afternoon rush if the work is finished early. Finally this hour, everyone is looking for ways to save money around the house these days, but most people aren't thinking about how they can save money at the office. Gordon Slack, a spokesperson for the Dow Chemical Company, says people can save a lot of money by conserving energy at the office. Slack says energy costs can be greatly reduced by doing simple things such as turning off lights in offices that aren't being used. He says by taking similar steps, the Dow Chemical Company has been able to reduce costs by $4 billion. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by your local RE/MAX office. Heading home to your apartment, head home to your own house. Earn credit for the rent you pay today. Use your credits to own your home tomorrow. Go to RE/MAXHeadingHome.com, turning renters into owners. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Sears. Eastbound 70, the inside, the reversible lanes, the St. Louis Avenue, the right lane is blocked. There's a brief backup all the way to Salisbury. Westbound 70 at St. Louis Avenue, the left lane is blocked due to an accident. On the eastbound express lanes, traffic backs up through the depressed section. Eastbound 44 between Chrysler and Guyer looks good. Northbound 55 from 141 to Weber Road, everything's on the move. Northbound 270 at 44, you can expect slow traffic. Eastbound 40 between Timberlake Manor and Brentwood, look for traffic to be flowing freely. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes to Mid Rivers Mall, look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 270 between Bell Fountain and Washington Elizabeth, everything's on the move. Westbound 5570 between Exchange and the Poplar Street Bridge, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at Ball Avenue and the look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic from the 5570 split into Laclede's Landing, it is stop-and-go. Northbound Route 3 at the Poplar Street Bridge, you can expect slow traffic. And Lindbergh at McDonald Boulevard, look for those traffic lights not to be working. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Sears. This time of year, Saturdays seem a bit more special. It's the Super Saturday sale at Sears, where spring changes everything. Sale ends 4106. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible, high around 70 this evening. Showers and thunderstorms will continue. There's a chance of heavy, severe storms with damaging wind and large hail. The low should be in the mid-50s. For Friday, breezy, partly sunny, a high in the upper 60s.
Friday evening, look forward to colder, partly cloudy skies with a low in the lower 40s. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies and 47 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting clouds and 48. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. That's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen? I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how can I listen?
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
Hearing revolution in the air, tell me, brother, how can I listen?
It's time now for Eye on the Loo. Redistricting, hand-picked school board members, up-and-coming elections.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Eye on the Loo. This is Liz Brown. I am here, as always, with Irene J. Smith. Irene, good morning.
Good morning, Liz, and the listening audience.
My goodness, we have a number of things that we need to talk about this morning. We have that one of them being what's going on in Jefferson City on the vouchers piece.
Yeah, a lot going on.
So why don't we hop to one of the state representatives that has been dealing with this issue up in Jefferson City to get some clarity on where we are, because I know a lot of folks have been calling representatives all week long, and there's been a lot of activity. We need to find out what the status of the voucher bill is up in Jefferson City. Maria?
Yes.
Maria Chappelle Nadal, good morning, Representative.
Good morning. Thank you for having me, Liz.
Sure.
Good morning.
Good morning, Miss Irene Smith. Jay Smith.
Jay Smith, that's right. So what's going on with the voucher bill? Where are we?
Well, it seems like the calls have been working, Liz, and thank you very much for bringing attention to this matter this week. You've done so much work this week letting folks know what the real deal is, and I think those phone calls have helped, absolutely. It's been a discussion on the floor. There are folks from Kansas City who are even chiming in to listen to your show just to hear what's going on. And so that means that folks are doing their job and being responsible advocates for their own communities. But one of the things that's happened this week, when we went on spring break in the Missouri legislature, we were told that one of the first bills to come up this week was going to be House Bills 1783 and 1479, which are the school tax credit voucher bills. And consequently, because of the outrage that many of us have as residents of Missouri and citizens and voters in St. Louis, we have not heard the bill yet. And I think that is a success. We've got every other bill that was at the bottom of our perfection calendar. And we have not picked up 1783, 1479, but that does not mean that it will not come up. One of the things that we were pretty much betting on yesterday is that the Republicans would pick up 1783 really quickly so that we would not be able to add amendments. Now, that's a procedural thing that we have in the House rules, when a bill is picked up to be heard, no more amendments can be added. Consequently, we were only able to get in about 25 amendments due to the hard work of the pro-public school colleagues in the Missouri House of Representatives. Unfortunately, not everything was able to be put in, and that's kind of disconcerting. So we're just going to have to work harder to make sure that everyone in the St. Louis area is represented in this matter.
And one of the things that, because I was talking to elected officials all day long yesterday, emailing and calling and asking them if whether or not that there was going to be an amendment that excluded the city of St. Louis. And I know that you even got calls from your constituents asking about whether or not there was an amendment attached to the bill that excluded out Wellston.
Oh, absolutely. I actually filed two amendments yesterday, one of which was to take out Wellston. And I got calls from my Wellston parents, and I got calls from my University City parents. So people are concerned. So I responded to my constituents, and I did my job. And because folks don't know the good things that are happening in Wellston. You know, they're basing this on a pretense of where Wellston was a year ago or more, but which actually was inherited from my predecessor. But they are on the move. They are doing great things.
But
and
Maria,
I'm pretty much livid that these irresponsible colleagues in the Missouri House of Representatives would have the audacity to include a school district that they have not even been in, visited. They've not been in any of the schools. And how dare they try to take $40 million out of our education budget. And my Wellston school district, they don't even have books that they need or computers that they need. And I have students telling me, asking me, why isn't that we have French and Spanish classes? Why isn't it that we don't have technology classes? And how dare these people who have never come into my district come into my district and try to take $40 million out of general revenue? How dare they do that?
Explain the money connection on this, Maria, because there are people like Ted Hoskins who it just appears that they don't understand what math is. They don't understand what simple math is and how this harms this particular district that it's being taken to.
Well, you know what? You know, Ted and I had a conversation yesterday, a couple of them, one of which was I was talking about my Wellston school district and how wonderful they've done, and he seemed as though he was understanding. I don't know if he's going to commit to taking out Wellston, but he certainly will be getting phone calls from friends of his to agree to take out Wellston. But let me tell you about the money, and it's really interesting. When we take the oath to office, one of those sentences is only four or five lines, right? And one of those sentences says that we agree not to take money in order to vote a certain way or pass certain legislation. And that's just, you know, I'm phrasing it in a different way. Of course, it's a little bit more legal sounding. But in this process, since 2004, the All Children Matter PAC, the Missouri PAC, has come into the state and put literally hundreds of thousands of dollars behind races. Six of the seats that we've lost, the Democrats have lost, have been due to the independent expenditures of this group called All Children Matter. But they're also aligned with the Friedman Foundation, which is a pro-voucher group nationally recognized. They are also aligned with an organization called Alliance for Choice, which Ed Martin, who is now the chair of the Board of Elections in the city of St. Louis, used to be the lobbyist for. And not just in Missouri, he used to be the lobbyist for Alliance for Choice in other states.
So how do we get to the money piece of this in terms of what it costs a school district? How does it work?
What it costs, I'm not understanding your question.
Okay, with the tax credit, with what they're calling tax credits, how does it cost each district? How does it cost each city? How does it cost the state of Missouri?
Oh, well, it's simple. That you know, here's the fundamental difference in our argument between Ted and I. And he's a good guy. We just disagree on this issue. It's a fundamental difference. Let me tell you how it works. All of us, we have pre-existing tax liabilities. You have pre-existing tax liabilities. I have pre-existing tax liabilities. And if you and I decide, let's pretend we were millionaires for a second, okay? If you and I were millionaires and we decide to give $1 million to a third-party administrator, which is not overseen by the state, there's no governmental oversight, period, we in turn, you and I, Maria and Liz Brown, will get a $1 million tax credit coupon. So that's, you get 100% of what you give back. Now, when you go, let's say you owe, Liz, about $3 million, your pre-existing tax liability to the state of Missouri is $3 million. Let's just say that. It's our hypothetical here. Well, you have this tax credit coupon. And you say, oh, no, 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 no. Instead of paying $3 million, I have this nifty little tax credit coupon, and I'm going to give you $2 million to the state of Missouri rather than $3 million. What that does, consequently, is reduce our intake for general revenue. What that impacts are things such as our education budget, that impacts things such as prosthetics for children, that impacts things such as in-home care for senior citizens, that impacts people with disabilities. It impacts our entire general revenue. Now, let me tell you why I have a real problem with this, especially a problem with the Republicans. Now, in our supplemental budget this year, we had an additional $18 million, which we pleaded, cried and pleaded, for that to go back into the Medicaid program so that our single moms can have dental care and so that our children can have medical coverage. But instead, the Republicans decided, no, we're not going to give you $18 million surplus. We're going to give you $800,000. Now, that's a crying shame. And then these people want to put $40 million, take $40 million out of our general revenue and take it to private schools. That's inexcusable, and they need to be held accountable for it.
Maria, can I ask you something? I noticed that you had introduced an amendment to take Wellston out of the bill. Has anyone from the St. Louis area, from any legislator from the St. Louis area, the city of St. Louis, introduced an amendment to take the city of St. Louis out of this voucher bill?
You know what? Unfortunately, we didn't get as many calls as we should have, at least to the city of St. Louis legislators. And I want to let you know that I mentioned to a couple of the St. Louis City representatives that they had a wonderful opportunity to represent the city of St. Louis. However, when the bill came up yesterday at 2 o'clock, it was too late. Now, I don't live in the city of St. Louis. I live in St. Louis County, and I'm responsible for my 35,000 in St. Louis County. You know, and there are more African-American legislators from St. Louis City than St. Louis County. And it is, you know, these are my friends, but it's inexcusable that you can't even get your amendments in on time. That's ridiculous.
So
you know, this is taking $40 million out of your community, and they don't even have an amendment, which all you have to do is just place your name on the darn thing and have it written up. I mean, it wasn't even done on time. So now they're going to do an amendment to an amendment, which basically they're going to tag on St. Louis City onto Kansas City School District.
So you're telling me that, and I know two of our state reps, and one of them happens to be my state rep, Yaphet El Amin, who wants to be the senator for the 4th senatorial seat, and Amber Barkins, who wants to be the senator from for the 4th senatorial seat. You mean neither of these individuals introduced amendments on this?
Both of them, and Yaphet's on the other side, She's a little bit different. She's not been taking money from these folks, and she actually believes this bill is a good bill, so she's not going to introduce a bill to take or an amendment to take out St. Louis City.
Well,
I
talked to Yaphet yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I talked to her on the phone about this bill, and I asked her if she was supporting this bill, and she said, I am not supporting this bill.
That's different than what I... Well, I'm not going to get into that.
All right. I'm just telling you what she told me yesterday. Okay?
Okay. I'm not going to get into that. If that's what she said to you, then I guess that's what goes.
No, I'm just saying what she said to me yesterday. I don't know what's going to... None of us know what's going to go until the vote comes down on the floor. What I am saying is what she told me. And I also asked her the specific question, Maria. I asked Yaphet, are you going to introduce a... And this was well before 2 o'clock. Okay, I was on the phone with folks. I was on the email with folks well before 2 o'clock. And I asked her if she was going to introduce an amendment to take out the city of St. Louis. If you are not in support of this bill, then kill this bill. Add amendments on to kill this bill. And you know what she told me? I'll consider that.
I'm going to tell you what I'm concerned about.
She didn't do it. And it didn't happen.
Because of the limitation of the rules in the House, it's virtually impossible to filibuster. Say we have a piece of education legislation that say one of the two of these sisters is elected to the Senate, mm-hmm. you know, by mm-hmm. some mm-hmm. miracle. Mm-hmm. One of them is elected to the Senate. And we need someone to filibuster on an issue like this, then to me, what this is saying is we can't count on either one of them, and I find it very disturbing.
I'm not going to get involved in the fourth Senate district politics.
No. I'm not asking you to. This is just me simply commenting on it.
Huh?
No, sweet. I was not trying to draw you in. I live in the 4th Senatorial District, okay? So this is Irene J. Smith's assessment of looking at this.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm not trying to draw you in. I understand the situation you're in. Those are your colleagues. You have to continue to work with them, and I have a great appreciation for that. But as a constituent of Yaphet El-Amin, okay, it's disturbing to me. And I understand that if you feel strongly about something, then just stand on it.
Yes,
just say, I believe in tax credits. I would have more respect for a person, even though I could not ever support them. I would have more respect for a person that said,
that's right.
I believe that this will help our kids and truly believe it, because as you indicated, Yaphet has not been one who has been getting money to take a position. And I think you pointed that out. So I would probably have greater respect for her, although it would be, for me, it would be like folks would say, a deal breaker is not someone that I could support. If you're in favor of vouchers, there's no way that I can support you for any elective office in the city, because education is so key to the city of St. Louis.
And one of the things that Yaphet told me yesterday was that initially she was supportive of this because she thought that it gave choices to kids. But she said that she asked them, well, where are the black people on this? Where are the black people that I want to see? It's all top-heavy white folks bringing this. I want to see the black people. She said that they brought some black people to her, but they were only some black families that were in support of this, not anybody in charge of this. And then she said, now this was back in 2004, and I asked her, I said, well, now in 2006, have they brought you black people? And she said, they brought me fewer black people. I said, so then the position that you should be taking is that by your own standard, the standard that you said of where the black people on this issue, they have demonstrated to you that there are no black people on this issue, then your standard has not been met. Then why aren't you introducing a bill that takes out the city of St. Louis? She said, I'll consider that. I said, what does that mean? She said, I'm not going to get into any games about words. I said, I know what it means when I say that. I want to know what that means when you say that. And now that the clock has passed and time has moved on, it means I'm not going to do it.
Liz, I got to tell you this, and folks, your listeners need to understand, if y'all don't speak out, anything can go on, first of all. Anything can go on, and it does go on, and it's a shame. And if you don't investigate, if you don't research, and you had a conversation with a young person yesterday or some other day about researching, and it's a shame that these young people don't know about researching, because when you research, you find out the truth.
Yeah, you
find out the absolute truth, and I've done my research. I remain accountable to my constituents, and they call me all times of the day and night, mind you, 12 midnight and 3 in the morning, and I'm like, okay, what? But if folks don't call their representatives and their senators, then you know what? Shame on you. And what happens to you, you probably deserve it, because your butt did not respond to the issue at hand.
Let me ask you this, Maria, if you can address this, because we hear over and over, well, this is going to give people choice. Can you really address it? Because it does not appear that this is about anything but vouchers and helping private schools, but in fact it does not really give parents
and wealthy businesses.
This does not really give parents a choice.
No, it really doesn't. They talk about it, and, you know, there are folks from my community who called me out on this, and Donnell Whitmore-Smith, who sits on the election board as well as a political payoff. You know, it's amazing what the truth really is. The truth is, I have a bunch of Orthodox schools in my district, right? A black kid cannot go to one of those Orthodox schools. You take a voucher, you take $5,000, to Country Day, or you take $5,000 to some other private school, what happens to the other $12,000 that you owe? If you go to a religious school, but you're a Jewish school, but you're black, you're not going to be accepted.
Well,
if you go to a Catholic school, if you're gay or lesbian kid, you may not be accepted to that school. The problem with this bill is that it leads to discrimination. It can be discriminatory, absolutely, and fraudulent.
And the other piece of it, Maria, also, isn't it also that, Maria, that... The only people that will you be able to use these vouchers are people that can afford to go to the schools anyway.
Say that again.
Most of the people that will end up using these vouchers are the people that can afford to go to the schools anyway.
Absolutely. But see, this is what you call a phase-in. Last year, I went back to my district, went to a meeting. It was a so-called get to know your schools and your community. But it was really Marty Dugan who came out. He was the moderator. He's a big-time voucher person. And they handed out this book. It's about 100 or 150 pages, maybe. And on page 70, 71, 72, of course, I remember this because I did my research, it says how to do a phase-in voucher program. And if you read the first two paragraphs of this chapter, phase-in voucher, it's exactly what House Bill 1783 is and exactly what House Bill 1479 is. So when you open the door, even where we are right now, it lends plenty of opportunity to have full-fledged vouchers. So this is what you call a phase-in, an implementation, and that's what they called it. This is what the pro-voucher people call it from their pro-voucher standpoint.
So we have about a minute left here, Maria. Where does the bill stand?
Well, the rumor is, you know, we have some Republicans who are working on our side so we get all the gossip. The rumor is that these pro-voucher people, the Alliance for Choice, All Children Matter, they're going to be running commercials all weekend long to try to promote this bill on television. So they're going to be misguiding folks on television all weekend long, and the bill is going to come up on Monday. Hopefully that's supposed to be influencing people to vote for the darn bill.
So obviously they don't feel like they have the support yet. So they have to go gin up some more support.
Yeah. They don't have the votes. If they had the votes, we would have heard the bill on Monday.
Very good. So people need to keep calling their legislators.
Yes. You keep those folks accountable. And I encourage everybody, if you have the internet, go to the Missouri Ethics Commission website. It's moethics.gov or something like that. Just Missouri Ethics Commission. Look at Missouri All Children Matter PAC. So look up All Children Matter. Go to the 80th, go to the 58th, look at the lobbyist reports, because there are a lot of our folks here who are selling out, big sellouts, for this voucher money, being taken to dinner and all this kind of stuff. And so we need to keep our folks accountable, especially this is a day and age for African Americans to have the highest moral responsibility to their own people.
Maria,
and if you do not respond, we're in trouble.
Maria, I want to thank you so much. Thank you for being on this, and thank you for keeping us informed.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Listen, folks, I'm Liz Brown. This is Eye on the Lou. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. We'll be back. Stay with us.
morning, St. Louis. 33 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Eastbound 70, the inside, the reversible loops. All lanes at St. Louis Avenue are now cleared. Eastbound 270 at Graham Hanley, look for an accident. Left lane is blocked. Northbound 55 from 141 to Weber, look for no problems to report. Northbound 270 from Gravois all the way into 44, look for stop and go traffic. Eastbound 40 from Timberlake Manor to Mason Road, slight delays there. Eastbound 70 at K and 79, stop and go traffic. Westbound 270 from Bell Fountain to Washington Elizabeth is on the move. Westbound 40 at 94, look for a disabled vehicle, report away on the exit ramp. Westbound 5570 at the exchange in the Poplar Street Bridge, there's heavy volume there. Westbound 64 at Bow Avenue, look for heavy volume as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic at 5570 all the way into Laclede's Landing, stop and go traffic there. Northbound Route 3 at Monsanto into Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic to report there. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Breezy, partly sunny this morning, then becoming cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. A high around 70 this evening. Showers and thunderstorms to continue. Some may be severe with damaging winds and large hail. The low should be in the mid-50s. Friday, breezy, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have cloudy skies and 47 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 48. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. Eye on the Lou is up next again with Irene J. Smith. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, treasurer.
It's tax time. Where are you going to go to get them done? Only one place. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282. Why? Because he's honest, because they're dependable, because they're respectful, and because they have a check-cashing place right there. You can cash your check right there at 1408 North Kings Highway, Suite 113A. He's been there before the other guys got here, and he'll be here after they leave. Richard Smith's Tax Service, 367-1282.
Hello, my name is Irv, and I've lived in University City for 40 years. I've voted in every election. This year, I'm voting for Shelley Welch for mayor. Shelley has proven by her actions to be a very honest, fair, forward-thinking person. Shelley and I worked with a small group of University City residents to create the Green Center. and Environmental Education Center for Inner City Youth. This is the kind of leadership University City needs. On April the 4th, you have a choice. As I see it, it's more of the same, or it's time for a change for progress. Vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Around the world, and behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou, Eye on the Lou, Eye on the Lou. I am Liz Brown, and I'm here with Irene J. Smith. Irene, welcome back.
We're back, Liz.
And here's the thing.
Oh, man.
You know, as we're two African women sitting here in this studio, you've been had a life journey of politics and community service, and I've been here on the radio for a bit here. And involving myself in the community and the issues, it's infuriating to see what women who look like us are doing up in Jefferson City.
I mean, when I think about the struggles that many who were men and women, African American men and women, paving the way, you know, just knocking down the walls, kicking out the walls. I think about the monies that individuals, you know, such as Charles Quincy Troup and many, many
Jed
others.
Banks.
Jed Banks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, myself. The monies that we spent trying to help young African-American leadership, It's very disturbing to me. Sometimes so much so I think sometimes I try not to pay attention because it's too hurtful. I'm just very disappointed.
Well, let me give you some specifics, Irene, because yesterday I talked to my state rep, Connie Johnson. And I think that Connie thinks that I'm a fool, and I think that she thinks that the rest of us are fools, too. Because what, and you tell me as a legislator if this makes sense to you. I called Connie prior to 2 o'clock yesterday before they pulled the voucher bill. And I said to her, are you going to, no, I had talked to Connie on Sunday, last week. And I asked her if she was going to introduce a bill, an amendment to this voucher bill to take out the city of St. Louis. This is last week. And she said, well, you know, I think Maria is doing so. I said, no, Maria is handling her constituents. Her people are Wellston. Your people are the city of St. Louis. Are you going to introduce a bill? Well, I think somebody's doing it. I think somebody's doing it. But I haven't heard you say you're going to do it. So I talked to her yesterday. And she was very resistant to the idea. Then she said something to me that was just nonsensical. And you tell me, because you've done this. You've been a legislator for many years, more than Connie has been a legislator. She said to me that she was going to get a bill, but she was too busy to sign the I'm sorry, I keep saying bill. I mean amendment. She was going to sign the amendment. No, she was too busy to sign the amendment. She was going to offer up a blank amendment, and somehow somebody else was going to have to sponsor that amendment, that she was too busy as a minority whip trying to get votes straight and keep vote counts and all of that kind of stuff. And so she was just going to leave it up somewhere for somebody to sign, to sponsor it, because she was too busy to sponsor the bill. Now, what is involved in the sponsoring of
know,
I keep saying bill, I mean amendment.
You know what? I've never served in the state house, okay? But if you are going to take the time to do an amendment, then what additional time would it take for you to put your name on the amendment?
Because that's the thing.
You know, even if she had said, Liz, I don't have the time to try to, you know, get additional support for this amendment. Perhaps I could have understood that. But to say I'm going to offer up a blind amendment, but I don't have time to put my name on
it. A blank amendment.
A blank amendment. I don't understand, you know, maybe someone that's been in the state house, but it doesn't make sense to me. Legislatively, it doesn't make sense because normally the person who offers up an amendment is the sponsor of that amendment,
right?
You know, and that person's name is on the amendment. Now, maybe they have some rules that are different in the house.
Well, maybe if Quincy Troop is listening,
he could call in. Because it didn't make sense to me. And I told you, it was like, that's like an insult.
Yeah, it is.
To say that. Not only that, what you're saying to me is, you're the minority whip, okay? It's more important to, you know, count the votes. But something as key as education is to the city of St. Louis, you don't have time to offer up an amendment that would benefit
the
public schools.
But remember, I asked her about this last week. I didn't just ask her about it yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday. They've had since Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Well, it's just as disgusting as Connie Johnson and Curtis Ralston supporting Dornetta Clinksdale and Buford. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that shows what they think about the St. Louis public schools, because they think it's all right to squander our money. Mm-hmm. It's all right for our kids still not to have books in class where they can take books home. It's all right for our kids not to have proper meals at school. It's all right to close entities in our community, such as the food service
building. Let's not forget about the thousands of jobs that were lost.
That's
what
I'm talking about.
Thousands of jobs.
It's all right. That's okay. You've done a good job. It's okay that we were only two accreditation points away, and now we're 25 or 27 points away. That's okay, Dornetta. That's okay. You know, Jim, that's okay. We're going to support you because we're going to jump on Slay's bandwagon and try to sell these two individuals to our community.
It's foul.
You know, it's
foul.
Very foul. It's foul. Disgusting.
It's foul.
And anybody that supports them, as far as I'm concerned, they're disgusting.
Charles Quincy Troop, ask and you shall receive.
Good morning.
Good morning. Help me with what I was told.
I'm hearing you. Well, you know, I mean, I was the dean of the Missouri House, the first black and probably the last dean of the Missouri House.
How many years?
And,
did you say?
24 years. I've never heard anything so insane in my life. This is completely crazy. How could you be the floor whip and you getting votes for bills or against bills and you don't have time to do an amendment? You're in a perfect position to impact legislation and the Democratic vote. Do you influence the Democratic vote as to how you want them to vote? If you're the whip, you whipping votes up for the floor leader. So you're the second highest ranking person in a minority caucus there. If you the whip.
And she tells me she's too busy counting votes.
Well, that's insane.
That's insane.
Totally and completely unacceptable, and that is totally insane. To even make that statement. This is all about money. It's not about the kids. It's not about the school system. It's all about money. It's reduced strictly to money and power. You got a lot of people want to become lawyers, so they don't want to rock the boat. You got a lot of people want money, and they're getting money.
Do you mean want to become a judge?
You mean want to become a judge?
Judge, whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing. Judge. And they don't want to rock the boat. And this is crazy.
Are you suggesting that Connie Johnson might not want to rock the boat because she wants to become a judge?
Well, that's my opinion.
Okay, that's what I'm saying.
That's the only logic that I can see for making a crazy statement like that. That is absolutely insane.
And
I'm saying, but these are all our young people. You know, where are our black men? You know, you're talking about the women. What about the black men? We were talking about, well, we need some black men. Well, you got them. What are they doing?
Hold on for a second. We have to take a break. I'm talking to Irene J. Smith because this is Eye on the Lou. I'm Liz Brown. Before we get to the break, ladies, lose the inches. How? 8 weeks. Get down, mama. That's right. Got to exercise. You drop off the weight naturally. 8 weeks. Unlimited fitness classes at Get Down, Mama. Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness, boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, all for $100. This is a $300 value. Look, the last day to register for this is tomorrow, 524-6162. 524-6162. There's only a few slots left, and if you lose the most inches in this 8 week period, you win $500. Get down, mama. 524-6162. 524-6162. There are only a few slots left. You really got to get to them before tomorrow. 524-6162.
Time
again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else?
Where else, where else, where else are you going to get your big-screen televisions? Where else, where else, where else are you going to have the trifecta of the shopping experience? Sears. Great deals, great location, and great customer service. That's the trifecta, baby. That's the trifecta of the shopping experience. It's almost the weekend. It's time to get your shop on. Get on over to Sears 3425 Union. You don't have to leave your community to get to Sears. Get your shop on, and when you talk to Jerome Williams, tell him Liz Brown told you to.
What is a community? It's friends, neighbors, coworkers, the people we work with, the people we share our world with. Sodexo is a community. It's a community of more than 100,000 employees and the 6 million people we serve every day. Sodexo is a community of people committed to improving the quality of daily life in St. Louis. It's why we partner with local minority-owned businesses, support the Gateway Classic with $50,000 in scholarships, and provide grants to the Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest and YMCA tutorial programs. It's why we collected nearly a quarter of a ton of food for the Kirksville Food Bank and support programs like Habitat for Humanity. Sodexo is part of your community, providing services across America and right here in St. Louis. Get to know us at SodexoUSA.com.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Garden School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Eye on the Lou. I'm here with Irene J. Smith. I'm Liz Brown. Our number is 1-877-920-WGNU, 1-877-920-WGNU. And let me get to Quincy. Quincy, just a couple more questions here because I want to get to a couple more issues out here
with regard to the authority, the ability of a legislator to attach an amendment to the voucher bill to opt out the city of St. Louis, any of our legislators up there could have done it, and it doesn't take that much time to do it, does it?
No. No, it only takes one paragraph to do it.
You don't have to circulate it or anything?
You could do it on the floor. You can do an amendment on the floor. It don't have to be circulated. You don't have to be...
Because I was also told by Connie that it had to be...
You got a caucus. You got a black caucus. You got a Democratic caucus. The Democratic caucus, they bring these issues up before the vote, and they decide what they're going to support, what they're not going to support.
And as the whip out there, you can get any amendment, any Democratic amendment you want to a bill, can't you?
Well, you can get it before the House. You got more power to get it before the House than any other black caucus member.
Mm.
There's no other black caucus member that have more presence or weight than the whip. But, do we have a floor leader, Democratic floor leader in the House? No. We got a black Democratic minority floor leader in the Senate. So we got the power to kill the thing. Now, if it don't die, that's because the black elected officials didn't want it to die.
So the minority whip, who in this instance happens to be Connie Johnson.
The minority floor leader in mm-hmm. the Senate is Maida Coleman.
Yeah, I know, but I'm talking about the House.
And she's the whip. Is she the whip or the minority floor leader? If she's the minority floor leader, no, she's not the minority floor leader. She would be the whip. They wouldn't give her the minority floor leader. So she would be the whip, probably. So if she's the whip, then she whips up the votes for the party, the whole Democratic Party. So she influenced both rural people and urban people.
So anybody that's the floor whip like Connie Johnson is,
she got position and power to make an amendment happen.
And to really work to kill a bill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So it's a matter of whether she's getting votes to kill the bill or pass the bill.
Mm.
You know, whether she's getting votes for the amendment or against the amendment. So the question is valid. Where is she?
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Charles Quincy True.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let's talk about some other folks out here that are...
The 57th state rep seat is whipping up. I mean, at the... Monday, Kayla Mays, Perry May, former alderwoman of the first ward's daughter, filed in that seat. And we got Mr. Joe Palm, we got Taladine Elamine in that race as well. This is viewed as being done to take votes away from Elamine. And it could be quite effective in doing so. But then you got Mr. Joe Palm over here. We're back on the election issue. And I think he's supporting.
I know he's not. He's not supporting Peter Downs, and he's not supporting Donna Jones.
And that should be considered.
Considered. It should. Somebody should be defined by that.
Exactly.
Any elected official out here that is supporting Slay's candidates for this school board should be held accountable come vote time. That is
exactly.
Because what that says to me is that, okay, Joe Palm is saying, you know what, I'm too weak to not support Slay. Then what you going to do when you get up in Jefferson City? You're going to be too weak to get up in Jefferson City
exactly.
to stand on your own. Stand on your own. Show us that you're a man now. And if you can't show us that you're a man now, then good God, why would you get a job promotion? And how on earth could we trust you to do the right thing when you get in Jefferson City?
And that goes across the board. This education piece is so critical to our community. You know, we don't need one additional person on the board. We need two people that are particularly anti-slave forces that have an agenda to improve the quality of education in our city, and that's Donna Jones and Peter Downs. Anything other than that, you are supporting the slave candidates.
There you go. And you're supporting the rape and the pillage of the St. Louis public schools, and you don't give a damn about our kids. Period. Dot. You just do not. You absolutely do not.
And it was interesting, as I was sitting outside the office building the other day, I saw an interesting sight. I said, ooh, here comes Joe Palm, State Representative Amber Borkins, Amber's mom, Billy Borkins, and another person whose silhouette fit Kayla Mays. Now, I don't know that was actually her. And initially, it was my understanding that once State Representative Yaffa Elamine decided to run for the senatorial seat, I thought it was understood that Joe Palm would have the support, would have her support. But as it turns out, her husband, who is the committee man of the first ward, is now running for that state rep seat. And then you got Joe Palm. So you got Joe Palm. So I take it he's going to be supporting Amber.
Take it.
Because Yaffet is not supporting him. And it looks like Kayla May may be in the race, just like Kenny Jones is in the senatorial race, mainly to draw votes away from the Elamines.
And what is interesting also, Rodney Hubbard has some competition out here, too.
At the last hour.
We have Bill Haas that's going to jump in and run against Rodney Hubbard. Now, what's so interesting about that is that Rodney Hubbard has been chipping away at, because his district has a number of white folks in it. It has some of the Central West End in it. And he's been chipping away at his white support. He's done some anti-choice stuff, Rodney Hubbard has. He's done some stuff against trial lawyers out here, and this school piece. Rodney Hubbard has been chipping away at his support, and he's been thinking that he can take things for granted. It's going to be a very interesting race to watch Bill Haas and Rodney Hubbard.
August is going to be very interesting, but I'm going to tell you the race that I'm most excited about is the 60th district with Jamila Nasheed. I'm hoping and I believe that she will win that race, and that's the race that I'm most concerned about.
Time's over.
Oh.
Time's over. We didn't even get the chance to talk about the NAACP, Irene. Same time, same place next week.
Yeah.
All right. I am the Lou. Thank you so much, Irene J. Smith. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Alden.
I'm going to give her a big hug, and I'm going to tell her to grab her surfboard and say, hit the waves.
A very happy Jackie Spinner, a childhood friend of Jill Carroll's. The American journalist is heading home after being held for nearly 3 months by Iraqi captors. She's already given her first interview.
I'm just happy to be free. I was treated very well. That's important. People know that.
More from ABC's Tom Rivers in London.
The tough, gritty journalist is free. News initially broke from sources within the Sunni Islamic Party, but confirmation from her paper, the Christian Science Monitor, came quickly. They say she's looking and doing well. Just yesterday, her twin sister Katie appeared on Al Arabiya television, asking her kidnappers to do the right thing.
They could show the world that they are merciful to an innocent woman by returning her safely home to us.
Jill Carroll was abducted on January 7th after she showed up to interview an Iraqi politician. But when that was canceled, she got back into her car and disappeared into the hostage underworld. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Randall McCloy is going home. The only survivor of the West Virginia coal mining disaster left a rehab center in Morgantown today.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everybody for their thoughts and prayers. I believe that's it.
Thank you all.
12 other miners were killed in the explosion at the Sago mine. President Bush is in Cancun for a summit with Mexican President Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Harper. And at the top of their agenda is immigration, and the debate could be tough at times.
President Bush's plan for a temporary guest worker program might lead to citizenship, but not put illegals in line ahead of those in Mexico who apply for entry. There are less than 2,000 legal permits a year.
That's ABC's Ann Compton with the president. Major League Baseball is getting tough again on steroid use. Commissioner Bud Selig is expected to announce an investigation, including San Francisco slugger Barry Bonds. This is ABC News.
It's Toyota's premier event, going on now at your Toyota dealer. No matter what you're looking for, we've got your favorite Toyota models, including four doors, two doors, four-cylinder, V6, and V8 engines, the latest in hybrid technology, and much more. Toyota's premier event is on. This is your chance for huge savings now. But hurry, you won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward.
Thanks for helping me move, Liz.
Sure.
Time for that California Chardonnay we love.
Ooh, Corbett Canyon?
Canyon.
I hope we're never going to find a corkscrew.
Oh, don't need one. Got the new Corbett Canyon Premium Wine Cask.
Clever.
Keeps air out, flavor in. Just turn the tap for a glass of crisp, refreshing Chardonnay.
Where'd you find it?
Premium Wine Section near Woodbridge.
Bet a woman invented it.
Why's that?
Clever, practical, don't need a tool to open it.
Good taste is worth repeating. The new Premium Wine Cask, only from Corbett Canyon. Corbett Canyon Vineyards, San Luis Obispo, California.
It's been almost 5 years since the September 11th attacks, but some of the victims' families are reliving that day. ABC News national correspondent Jim Hickey explains.
I'm on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. We just had an explosion up here.
The tapes are chilling. 35-year-old Chris Hanley was in the restaurant at the top of one of the towers. He called 911 after the first plane had crashed into the World Trade Center.
Do not leave, okay? There's a fire or an explosion or something in the building.
The 911 operator kept repeating that.
All right, just sit tight. We're on the way.
All right, please hurry.
Chris Hanley did not make it out. His parents agreed to share the tape with a New York Times reporter. They are proud of him, they say. He showed grace under pressure.
It's pretty bad.
Jim Hickey, ABC News.
John Hinckley is still in a mental hospital 25 years to the day after shooting President Ronald Reagan and three other people. Hinckley was found insane. His shooting nearly claimed the life of the former president. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, former St. Louis Blues player Mike Danton will not be transferred to prison in Canada. According to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, the Justice Department has denied Danton's request to be moved to Canada from the Fort Dix, New Jersey prison where he is currently serving a 7.5-year sentence. Danton pleaded guilty in 2004 to conspiracy charges in connection with a plot to have his agent killed. He filed suit last November to have his sentence reviewed because he had been waiting more than a year for word on his transfer request. The public can get information today on an upcoming bridge replacement project in Imperial. The Missouri Department of Transportation is planning to replace the I-55 West Outer Road Bridge over Rock Creek, just north of Seckman Road. Maps and other information will be available at an open house from 4:30 to 6:30 this afternoon at St. Joseph Church on Old Antonia Road. Finally this hour, there's a new tool in the battle against colorectal cancer. Yesterday, Pfizer Oncology launched the Colorectal Pathways Resource Guide for Patient Navigation Program. Dr. Harold Freeman, the president and founder of the Ralph Lauren Cancer Center in New York, explains.
What it is introducing a program that will create patient navigators who are lay people, non-doctors, non-professionals, to help people to get through the healthcare system from screening to diagnosis to treatment. It has been proven to work very well in breast cancer, and now we're applying it to colon cancer.
There were about 30,000 Missourians diagnosed with cancer last year, according to the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services. More information about this program is available online at www.patientnavigator.com. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by Account Temps. Westbound 270 at New Florissant. There's an accident that's been cleared. Traffic jam is approaching 367. Eastbound 270 at Bell Fountain. There's a spilled load. Left lane is blocked, reportedly to be aluminum from a truck. Eastbound 44 from Chrysler to Guyer. Looks good. Northbound 270 from Gravoy to Big Bend. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Eastbound 70 at T.R. Hughes and Mid Rivers Mall. Look for heavy volume going on there. Westbound 40 between McCausland and Hanley is slow. Southbound 270 at McKelvey and Ledoux. Look for slow traffic in pockets. Westbound 5570 at 64 and the PSB. Look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 64 at the 5570 merge all the way back to the Ball Avenue. Look for heavy volume going on there. Northbound Route 3 from Monsanto on the approaches of Poplar Street Bridge. Look for slow traffic on those ramps. Route 141 at Conway. Look for traffic lights not working. And Natural Bridge, Van Venter, there's a report of a vehicle on fire. That is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by Account Temps, the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. When you need temporary accounting or financial help, call Account Temps. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday. Partly sunny this morning, becoming mostly cloudy throughout the day. Showers and thunderstorms are possible, high around 70. This evening, showers and thunderstorms continue. Some may be very heavy with severe damaging winds and large hail. The low should be in the mid-50s. Friday, breezy, partly sunny, high in the upper 60s. Friday evening, partly cloudy, colder, with a low in the lower 40s, and on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, under cloudy conditions, we have 50 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 51. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. It is Thursday, and it's 8 o'clock, and that means it's time for Justice for Reggie. I am here with Jamala Rogers, as I am every Thursday at 8 o'clock, to talk about the Reginald Clemens case. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Don't forget that we are streamed at WGNU.net, LizBrown.com. The Wake Up Call is archived every day, every hour of every day, at WhiteRoseSociety.org. So you need to get up. You need to get to us. We have much to talk about this morning. Jamala, good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Let us begin where we always begin, with a discussion of why we are here every Thursday on behalf of Reginald Clemens.
And before I do that, Liz, I would just like to indulge the listeners for 1 minute, because as I listened to the last hour of the broadcast, and I've been looking at events not just in St. Louis but all over the world, it is a whirlwind of activities going on. When there's been injustices, you know, for other peoples of the world, whether it be in France, when they told the young people that, you know, they're passing that law.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did the young people hit the streets,
their
parents and other folks who said our future is at stake here. Our children's future, our unborn children's future is at stake here. And so they felt compelled to act. With the Latinos, the Mexicanos, when they heard about the immigration bill, on behalf of their own future and livelihood, they stepped out there, 500 strong in L.A. alone. And then when I look at St. Louis, and we're being hit from all sides, it's like a boxer that's got punched and did not stop the first blow.
Mm-hmm.
Or was slow in stopping the first blow, and so the opponent kept coming with more blows. And so it seems to me that we're at a place now where it looks like the blows are overwhelming. I mean, every, you know, research piece that's coming out now is talking about the declining, you know, health factors or life indicators for black people, you know, whether it be economic, health-wise, job-wise, you know, homicide-wise. And, you know, I really would like to just compel or urge the listening audience to kind of step up to the plate here.
Well,
you've talked about this a lot, Liz. Find an issue that you feel compassionate about. You don't have to take on all of this stuff. Nobody can possibly take it on. But find something. Find some burning in your belly about some issue and stick with it. I mean.
But here's the thing. I mean, yes, absolutely, we need to find the one issue, but. There's also has to be, Jamala, there just has to be a love and evaluate and a valuing of self. 500,000 Latino people went into the streets in California because they love themselves, because they see themselves in themselves. They see themselves as a collective. What I'm fearful of is every day that people of African descent in America are being so hard inundated with all of these individualistic messages that they are moving away from the collective. Things happen to all of us because of, by virtue of, the color of our skin and our ethnicity. There is an us.
Yeah.
And the Latino people were moving on the us piece of it. You saw people from Peru. What they got to do with people in Mexico, okay? You know, you saw people from all across Central America. You saw all of these Latino people moving. Why? Because they're from the same country? No, because they collectively have the same issue. They knew if that immigration bill was passed, that a cop could look at a Mexican person, look at a Latino person and say, I believe you're guilty of a crime. Let me do a green card check on you. And if you don't have a card, I'm going to put you in jail with a felony. They understood the collectiveness in that. And people of African descent need to feel that collectiveness and move on that collectiveness.
I think you're absolutely right. And the part about that is that we can't look at so-called leaders. We have to move forward and let them catch up with us. One of the things I found very interesting about the whole immigration piece is that some of the Latino Catholic priests were saying it's time for civil disobedience,
mm-hmm.
because that in its the bill in of itself would make them felons.
That's a fact.
And it would also completely annihilate an existing rule and law that says that there's sanctuary in the church.
That's right.
And so they felt compelled to step out there.
And there's not one name, is there? There's not one name that's coming up out of this whole thing. This is them.
The people.
This is the people.
That's
this
right.
That's the name that's coming out of this. This is the people. And when you live in a town where you are being assaulted by an action out of your NAACP that is trying to find sanctuary for a white man that call black people coons,
Oh, it's time. It is time. It's past time for folks to get into the streets and to engage in some stuff, because it is an obscene assault against black people for the president of the NAACP to be worried about some racist white person getting a job. That's insane. I mean, the world is upside down. That is insane.
Well, it's interesting because there's biweekly conference calls between myself and the other part of Reggie's legal team, and most of them are on the East Coast. So when I talk about the conditions that we're trying to organize this campaign in, they are just completely flabbergasted. I mean, you know, in New York, they think they're the center of the world anyway. But I had just told them about the lynching of the coon of the construction site. Mm-hmm. And they were, like, flabbergasted about that. That's still going on in a major city. That's in correct. 2006. Then I had to tell them about Condi being called a coon by a white announcer and the kind of furor that's causing, not just because of the incident, but because of the NAACP's role in that. So, you know, trying to move forward with all of this subterfuge and all this confusion is more than a notion. But I think that people have to do exactly what you said, Liz. They have to feel
people, like we were talking about at the event with Maxine Waters. People need to clown. Mm-hmm. People need to get into the streets and clown, because the NAACP in the city of St. Louis is so compromised and so buy them for a penny and you get back change on them. They are so compromised and no good that they feel that and comfortable that they think that they can do this and get away with it. They think that they can do harm to our community and get away with it.
And when you think about people are literally and figuratively dying, black folks in this country and in this city. I mean, we're trying to save a life of Reggie Clemens, but there are mass things that are going.
Remember, we invited the NAACP to come on this show to talk about Reggie, didn't we?
Right, and there was a call put forward, but I thought that they said yesterday that they only get involved with issues when people call them. That's what they said.
So,
there was a reporter that asked me my opinion, and because she had talked with them, she said their thing, because I brought up the whole question of the other DJs that were fired from another radio station, and that it actually was freedom of speech issues there. And in this case, it was a racial slur, so although there was not, you know, there's some differences, some real differences, but I did not see the NAACP come to their defense. And she said she had actually brought that same example up, and they said they only respond when people contact them.
Well, wait a minute. In the original article about the racist white person calling a black person a coon, the NAACP called KTRS. Who picked up the phone and called? The KTRS or the radio station did not call the NAACP. They called the radio station on behalf of this issue. So the phone works two ways when they want it to work two ways.
Exactly.
It works two ways when they, and I can't prove it. I don't have the videotape. I don't have the smoking gun. I do not have the pictures. But I swear before whatever, I believe that they called that boy. I believe they called that boy. I don't believe he called them first.
Well, I don't either, but the fact of it remains, whoever called who, they could have easily said, this is not an issue that we can be involved with right now. We wish you well. We had our hands, you know, full.
Our job is to go after people that do what you do. Period.
Right.
That's what our job is.
Right.
Our job is to go after people that call black people coons. That's what our job is.
And our constituents are black folks who've been, you know, unjustly, you know, moved on, and that's who we have to deal with. And we got plenty of those, you know, so, you know, sorry we can't help you. So, you know, I just think that when people look at that and when people start to hear about all the things that our black elected officials aren't doing, you know, there's a tendency to sort of throw up your hands and say nobody's any good. You know, we all going to perish. But I'm saying that now is the time for people to step up wherever you are, stand up, whoever you are, wherever you are, around an issue. And as you said, the collective voice is much stronger than the individual voice. And those of us who think that somehow we have transcended above some of these injustices, you know,
and that marching in the street is old school, that we don't need to do anything like that. 500,000 people changed what Congress was going to do.
And in France, they're changing that law,
too.
So if we got two examples right there.
And the brothers that were in the street in Paris as well changed the world, too.
Right.
Okay, so getting in the streets changes the world. Let me get to a caller or two. Kumlia.
Yeah, this is Kumlia. Good morning, sister.
Good morning.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. About last summer, two young black radio in the morning, they have a morning show. They made a comment about the police, and they got fired on the spot. What was the double A then?
Well, they would say that they didn't get a call from them. That's what their argument would be. We only move on things when we get a call from them.
And it's a joke. We really need to, like Jamala said, we really need just the citizens get in front of these so-called leaders, and we need to take charge of our community.
It's outrageous.
It's absolutely outrageous.
454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's a long distance number. And Jamala, that's why the focus on in the organizational piece around Reginald Clemens' case is so important. And my hope is that it is instructive to people out there as well about this show, this piece. It's my hope that it serves a number of purposes, and one of them is to let people see and hear how things are organized, the things that go into that, and also the result of organizing on an issue. You all are blessed out there with this Reginald Clemens, this Justice for Reggie Hour. And what Jamala has done as the coordinator of the campaign, you are privileged to witness the birth of a movement. You are privileged to be part of the birth of an organizational movement. And I submit to you something like this that has never been done. For people to be as intimately involved with this movement, the beginning of a movement,
and literally. To save a life. I mean, that doesn't happen all the time. And that people can actually be involved in a way that's, you know, meaningful and instructive. A lot of times you don't get a chance to see, you know, how your contribution has impacted something in the short term. But this is definitely a chance to do that. And Liz, I think we are accomplishing the goal of this, using this case as a lesson plan for many other kinds of instructive insights. And I hear it all the time when I'm out in the community, because people would say, such and such happened to my nephew, or that happened to my brother, and had we known, you know, what you all are doing is almost like a classroom 101 in the criminal justice system. And that is, in fact, what we want to do, because we're not only saving Reggie's life, but we want to try to save some other young people who are in the pipeline or who are potentially, you know, poised to be in the pipeline of the criminal justice system, and try to avert any catastrophes that we have in this case. And there are many of them. There's, you know, prosecutorial misconduct. There's beaten confessions. There's
profiling.
There's pathetic, you know, legal counseling. Mm-hmm. All of that came into being. And
a silence also from organizations like the NAACP. We've invited them to participate in a discussion to not to get some racist white man his job back, but to save a young African man's life missing in action. Mm-hmm. That's the priority of that organization. They want to get a racist their job back, but not save the life of an innocent a black man.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, quite frankly, we're not going to wait for the NAACP.
Absolutely.
And when the deal goes down, and we are really documenting the case and the support around this case, and we're doing it not only for Reggie and his family, but for the movement. And so when the list of supporters is finally written, no, the NAACP probably won't be there.
Mm. Well, let me get to a couple of callers here. Jenny.
I wanted to know, I think you already said, who contact who, the NAACP. Did you say that the NAACP contacted the man?
I'm saying that I believe that they did. I suspect that they would maintain that they didn't. I don't believe them.
Yeah, I wanted to know how did they get involved. But I do know one thing, that some white people can suppress their prejudice, you know, and it comes out unexpectedly. They don't know, but they can control it. And I think that's what happened. It just came out unexpected.
The fact of the matter is that you can't hold your belly in forever. Okay?
That's what I'm saying. Yep. It comes out unexpectedly.
There you go. Thank you,
Jimmy. Uh-huh. Okay.
Let me get to one more caller. Yes.
Hey, Liz, life is good. Hello to you and Miss Rogers.
Good morning.
And, you know, you ladies are right. And a lot of us need to fight. Well, more of us men need to fight, but the women are always standing up fighting. And a lot of us brothers need to get within the fight. And it was a shame to look at that trash on the news last night. That guy that's the head of the NAACP, I'm telling you, he just make me just want to grab him and just transport him a new brain.
Thanks for your
phone. It's a shame.
Thanks for your phone.
I'm fired because my website, and I don't see NAACP helping me. Sorry, rascals. Have a good day.
454-0400 is my phone number, 1-877-920-WGNU. That's my long-distance number. We need to talk about Reggie. We need to talk about the true injustice. It's not the injustice of a white man that can't get his dream job back. We need to talk about real injustice out here. Tell us about Reggie.
Reggie Clemens is a young African-American. He was a teenager at the time that this happened in 1991. So we're coming up on the 15th anniversary of the incident at the Chain of Rocks Bridge. And Reggie and a few of his buddies were at the bridge on that night and came across Thomas Cummings and his cousins, Julie and Carrie. Robin Carey, and before the night was over, and we still are trying to ascertain what happened that night, but we know what Tom Cummings said couldn't have happened. And Tom Cummings' account is that the two sisters were forced off the bridge, and he was made to jump. And that is a physical and metaphysical impossibility, and even the Coast Guard said that. So one of the things that, you know, when we have directed people to the American Justice segment that's been airing recently on A&E about the incident is look at Tom Cummings right after this incident as he's in the ambulance. And they have the ambulance is lit up as it is, and Tom Cummings is completely dry and appearing not even to be rattled. Something like that has happened, and you've lost cousins, and you had to swim.
No, you almost died.
Yeah, and he's talking, you know, with the paramedics as if, you know, this is any old bright and sunny day. So, you know, even if the rest of the stuff in that thing is kind of skewed against, you know, Reggie and Antonio and Marlon Gray, that piece there sticks out in people's mind. It's like, there, you know, he has nothing dripping from him, no mud,
his
no anything.
Still combed.
Yeah. So something happened on that bridge, and we are trying to find out. We didn't find out in any of the cases, the trials based on the way that Nels Moss prosecuted the cases. But that the struggle for justice continues to find out what happened. But we know that all of the defendants have claimed right up to, in the case of Marlon Gray, to his death, of their innocence. And so if we try to piece the puzzle together in terms of the way that Tom Cummings has expressed it, we know that that's an impossibility. So the truth is still eluding us, and we need to find out what happened.
We need to take a break. This is Justice for Reggie Thursday. I'm Liz Brown. I'm here with Jamala Rogers. We'll get to some of your calls when we get back. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. We're taking a break. Stay with us.
I'm late for work again. And even if I'm there, they'll all imply that I might not last today. And then you call me, and it's not so bad. It's not so bad.
Good morning, St. Louis. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Eastbound 44, Big Bend, an accident on right shoulder and traffic jams approaching Lindbergh. Westbound 270 at Old Halls Ferry, expect slow traffic due to an earlier accident. Southbound 170 at Brentwood, there's an accident reported. The right lane is blocked. Northbound 270 is heavy on either side at 44. Eastbound 40 between Big Bend, there's a right accident on the right shoulder. Traffic's backed up through Brentwood is sour. Eastbound 70 from K through 79, look for stop-and-go traffic. Westbound 40 from Hampton to Hanley, slow traffic there. Southbound 270 and McKelvey and Ledoux, look for slow traffic in pockets. And that is a pretty much a look at this hour's traffic. Oh, Hamilton and Wells, there's a report of an injury accident. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the Illinois Lottery. Play daily, play nightly, play when you need a smile, play for the rush. No matter how you play, play the Illinois Lottery. Have a ball, have fun, play responsibly. Now taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and Saturday. Partly sunny this morning, partly cloudy this afternoon, becoming mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms with a high around 70. This evening, showers and thunderstorms continue. Some may be severe with damaging winds and large hail. Low should be in the up mid-50s. For Friday, partly sunny, breezy, high in the upper 60s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. And Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 52 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 52, both under partly cloudy skies. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann's school.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, treasurer.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer.
The struggle for fairness on the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I am.
Welcome back. Welcome back. And before we get to our show, I want you to know that there's a challenge out there for you. I know you picked up some inches over the holidays. Here's how to get rid of them. An 8-week lose inches challenge at Get Down Mama. That's got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally. Mama, what do you get for 8 weeks? You get unlimited Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dances, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates stretches, 1.5 hour massage, 1.5 hour personal training, all for $100. This is a $300 value. $300. This is just for $100. 524-6162 now. There are only a few slots left. Why? Because if you lose the most inches, you will win $500. That's $500 cash money. You need to register by tomorrow. 524-6162. 524-6162. You must register by tomorrow in order to be eligible to lose the weight at Get Down Mama. Got exercise to drop off the weight naturally. Mama, give him a call at 524-6162. Win $500 and lose the interest. It's a great combo. My name is Liz Brown. This is a wake-up call. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is the fax. It is Thursday. That means it's past 8 o'clock. That means that we're talking the Justice for Reggie Thursday. And I'm here with Jamala Rogers. And Jamala, we were going through some conversation about why we do this every Thursday.
Yeah, why we do this. And we really are moving into a very active month of April. And there are a number of things happening all week. They've been showing at the Tivoli Theater a documentary called Beyond Innocence, and it deals with folks who've been freed from DNA and the struggles that they've had. But I think it really brings home the injustices of the criminal justice system, and I think the last day for that is today. So we've been set up there with a table in the lobby, as has a number of other death penalty groups. And, you know, there's the 15th anniversary of the Train of Rocks. There'll be a memorial there on April 4th, and that's being planned from 7 to 8 p.m. And we're having the families come and lead us onto the bridge. And
let's talk about that just for a second to underscore that, if we can. This is a big deal. This is the 15th anniversary, and one of the reasons why you all want people to come out there, Jamala, is so that they can really get a visual of what this case is really about and how it just could not have happened as we were told that it was happened by the young man that got the money.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the other thing is that the group that's putting this on, Friends for Love, and that means Love Over Violence Eternally, really want to bring make that a sacred space, if you will, because of the number of lives that have been impacted through the Chain of Rocks case. And so you've had two people dead, one missing, and that's the Carey sisters. You have Marlon Gray, who's been executed, and you have Antonio Richardson, who barely escaped being executed, and now you have Reggie Clemens waiting for an execution date.
And Marlon Gray's father passing away, Marlon Gray's mother
passing away. These folks have been definitely touched. I mean, Marlon's mother died April 2nd of last year. Now tell me that didn't have something to do with the bridge. And so this has been a focal point for these families for 15 years. And so we really want to help in the healing process, because these families are still healing. And I'm really glad that the Friends for Love are doing it. And so we're going to be supportive of that, and we're going to help, you know, get the word out.
And that's on Election Day, Tuesday, after the polls close, from 7 to 8. And that's Riverview Boulevard near I-270 at the Chain of Rocks. And it's really important for people to come out, and really important for people to show, again, this is all part of the educational process, so that you understand what it is that you're supporting and why you need to support them.
And to be there to support the families,
yes,
as well.
Yes.
There also is going to be a lobby day, and I'm glad, Liz, that a number of groups are taking on some of the work of the campaign. That way we just have to participate. The American Civil Liberties Union is initiating a day of action to end the death penalty, and that's going to be a lobby day on April 20th, and we'll have more information about that as they finalize details. And, of course, on April 18th, the oral arguments against lethal injections will be heard on behalf of Michael Taylor, and that'll be at 2 o'clock in the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals. So we'll help mobilize for that. But, you know, they're also, for this month, because this is really the last month that students will have before they enter into finals, this is Clemens on Campus Month, and we are targeting campuses to get them in involved with the petitions. And we have in the studio Nakia Paulette, who's the campus coordinator. She's a student at UMSL. And she's going to be liaison with the area campuses to see how to get them involved. And so there's just a ton of stuff going on, and people should be having their petitions out there, because here's the bottom line. After the 18th oral arguments, and anything can happen in terms of Reggie's case. A lot of times, and there's no prescribed tradition about this, but the Missouri Supreme Court generally does not give an execution date when there's some pending litigation for someone who already has execution date. So in the case of Michael Taylor, who has a date, and it was stayed because of the motion against the injection, then we've been given a reprieve. Mm-hmm. And so we need to be busy doing the work around, the death penalty and Reggie Clemens case, because, again, we don't know what could happen. The date could be imminent after the April 18th oral arguments.
And I'd like to talk to Nakia for a moment here. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, and it's always wonderful to see young people out here involved in things that matter outside of getting their education. Talk to us about, and we're going to have a couple minutes of a conversation here, then we're going to go to a break, but I'd like for you to start us with, why did you get involved in the Justice for Reggie campaign?
Well, I have three brothers. Actually, I have four brothers of my own, and this could have been one of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know how the criminal injustice system can impact your own family, so why not step up for somebody out there, and just to educate people around the death penalty. I myself have learned a number of things about the death penalty issues.
What was the most surprising thing that you learned about the death penalty and the way the system works? I mean, was there anything that just hit you particularly hard?
Well, definitely this case of reasonable doubt. I don't think that Reggie should be on death row, or any of the brothers, Marlon or Antonio, for a case that has significant facts that are not, you know, coming together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just really shocking to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a letdown.
So you would think that you would have to have a whole lot more evidence to get somebody on death row than what they did with this case.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation with the student coordinator for the Justice for Reggie Clemens campaigns, Nakia Paulette. We'll be back. I'm Liz Brown.
All this love has a voice that we both can.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
Hello, my name is Acme Price. I live in University City, and on April 4th, I'll be voting for Shelley Welch for mayor of University City. Shelley is a person who has great communicative skills, and she is articulate and analytical. On April 4th, please vote for Shelley Welch, our next mayor of University City. You'll be glad you did.
This ad has been paid for by Shelley Welch for mayor, Julie Neiman, treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrative salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools led safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, treasurer.
Hello, my name is Tony Weaver. I am a candidate for the Hazelwood School District. There is no greater cause than the education of our children. And there is no greater responsibility than ensuring that our children receive the education that they are entitled to. Our children deserve a school board member that will respect all of our children and parents, and a school board member who will insist upon fair treatment for all of our children. My name is Tony Weaver, and when I am elected to the Hazelwood School Board, I will make certain that students, parents, and employees have the support and the environment that they need. April 4th is Election Day in Hazelwood. Please punch number 61 for Tony Weaver. The future of our children, our district, and our community depends upon your vote.
Paid for by the campaign to elect Tony Weaver, Paul Banks, Treasurer. The recent hailstorm may have caused damage to your roof, but beware. When these types of events happen, people called storm chasers appear out of the blue and offer to do the work, but then disappear with your money and only half do the job. Phil Person of Phil Person Roofing reminds you he will be here to serve you long after the storm chasers have come and gone. Person Roofing is a licensed and certified contractor specializing in roof replacements and repairs, and replaces from 200 to 400 roofs a year. Phil Person Roofing, in business 16 years, 361-7127.
Hi, my name is Embria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Miss Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community. A leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness. A leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Father, stop criticizing your son. Mother,
Welcome back. And before we get to our discussion here, I got to remind you one more day. That's right, one more day for you to sign up to Lose the Inches. This is an 8-week Lose the Inches challenge at Get Down Mama. Got exercise, drop off the weight naturally, Mama. What do you get for this 8-week period of time? You get Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness boot camp, strength training, Pilates, 1.5-hour massage, 1.5-hour personal training session, $100. This is a over $300 value. And check this out. If you lose the most inches in this 8-week period, we're talking about April 1st to May 26th, you get $500 cash. $500 cash. There's only a few more slots. The response has just been overwhelming. There are only a few more slots left. You need to call 524-6162. 524-6162. Get down, Mama. Lose the inches and win $500. A better combination I've never heard of. 524-6162. Get down, Mama. My number is 454-0400. My name is Liz Brown. It is Thursday, and it is Justice for Reggie Thursday. We're talking about the ongoing campaign to bring justice for Reggie. We're talking about the ongoing campaign to educate people about the criminal, as Nakia said, injustice system. We are taking our time to let people know how this can touch your lives, the way that it can touch your lives in the blink of an eye, and what we need to know to stop this from happening. Nakia, I want to get back to you as the student coordinator for the Justice for Reggie Clemens campaign at UMSL. What are people your age, how are they responding to your campaign?
Well, people my age, they have a lot going on, part-time jobs and this kind of thing. Definitely a good response on the campuses. Students want to get involved. They want to have something to talk about, you know. So I'm going to reach out to all of those groups on the different campuses, progressive groups, whether it be peace groups, justice groups, law, geeks, I mean, Greeks, death penalty organizations, black student organizations on campuses, and really tell them to take time for social justice, whether it's taking it to a party, taking it to breakfast with you, taking it to lunch with you. Wherever you go, you take Reggie with you.
Mm-hmm. So, I like that, take Reggie with you. What kind of, are you talking, when you talk to people about it, what are they saying? What are they surprised when you lay out the facts for them? Are they engaged in it when you talk to them about it?
Well, some people are reluctant. Anytime you talk about an issue like this, they look at you like, I don't know, I'm not sure. But once they read the facts, mm-hmm. it's plain to them, mm-hmm. and they're ready to sign that, you know, petition. They're not so eager to take on, you know, collecting signatures, but I think we can get them to do that if we break it down into simple terms, letting them know that, you know, that they can take it with them wherever they go, to the classrooms, wherever.
Mm-hmm. And when we engage the youth in this, Jamala, that is really, really a critical component of the campaign.
I think so. I mean, the fact of the matter is most of these defendants were teenagers mm-hmm. when they started, and that's mm-hmm. the thing that
15 years ago.
Yeah. That Montega Simmons, who did the hip hop, kept reminding me of. He said, keep in mind that, you know, we really want to take it to this age group because they're the same age that Reggie was then, and he's still part of the hip hop generation at 33. So it's important that young people, and of course, these are the folks that have been targeted to be, you know, fodder for the criminal injustice system. And so if they don't understand what's looming out there for them, then we really have failed them. And so I think going to the campuses, being out in the streets, and we've actually had high school students collecting signatures. Mm-hmm. And so that piece is, I think, very provocative, and folks want to know what's going on. And, as Nakia said, even if they don't take it on as their issue, they're certainly willing to sign the petition and talk about it. And we keep coming across people when we have the petitions, like, I've heard about this, or I got a fact sheet at such and such event. So we've been flooding the area with the fact sheets, and people are reading it. They're going to the website. So to me, we're raising the level of awareness, which one of the primary pieces that we had to do with this campaign, because there had been so much disinformation that we really had to cut through and sort of reconstruct what the truth is.
And in terms of people getting involved in this campaign, how do they do this? How do they get involved?
Well, one thing, the petitions are a priority right now for this campaign, because that is going to be the thing that lets Governor Blunt know that people are concerned about justice for Reggie. But there's plenty of events coming up that we just talked about. They can go to the website at www.justiceforreggie.com. They can call us at 367-5959, and particularly students. Ask for Nakia when you call, 367-5959. If you want somebody to come to your class, if you think you can make it a class project with your professor, you know, we're open to all kind of possibilities for this month. We just finished setting up at Peace Week at Merrimack Community College. So, you know, there's so many different creative ways to get the petitions out there, and so we want to help students do that.
And again, there's an opportunity Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, Election Day, Friends for Love, Love Over Violence Eternally, invites you to join them for a 15th anniversary of the Chain of Rocks Bridge tragedy, Tuesday, April 4th. That's from 7 to 8. Please bring a flower as an offering of hope. There will be a solemn march on the bridge in support of the families impacted by the tragic events of that day, families of Julian Robin Carey and Tony Richardson, Marlon Gray, and Reginald Clemens. Also, it's a reminder to vote early so that you can participate.
Vote early. And what I've been telling folks is that, you know, you vote early, you do what you need to do to help the campaign. for the candidates, and then you come to the bridge, and then we'll go to our victory party afterwards. So, you know, it's a full day, but it's going to be an eventful day, and it's going to be a meaningful day.
And in terms of things looking down the road of issues coming up, Jamala, what are some of the issues that we need to just kind of prepare ourselves for?
Well, I know that the attorneys for Reggie are also going to be filing a motion against the lethal injections, and so
cruel and unusual.
It's cruel and unusual punishment, and so we've got them scheduled for the show in a couple of weeks, and so that's going to be a big thing. But you know, we want people to use this month to really get out there and get those petitions. And
how are we doing with the petitions numbers wise? How are we doing?
The last time we counted, we had about 5,000, and we really want to, with all the activities going on this month, we really want to bump those numbers up, particularly on the campuses. So hopefully at the end of this month, we'll have somewhere between, you know, 10 and 15,000.
Very good. Yeah. Very good. And let me get to one more angry person about the NAACP before we go. Yes, yeah. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jamala and Liz. I would just encourage people as well to go to that website, because if you read the facts that's laid out in it, I mean, there's no doubt that you can come out and say, wait a minute, something's definitely went wrong here.
That's right. That's right. Okay. You can take the time and you can print it out and you can look over it, and there's only one conclusion to draw.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely something with one of father. And then the NAACP, have they even, you know, if they even taken time to look into it or inquire or anything?
No, I believe that Reggie's mother, Vera, gave them a packet, but she never heard from them.
Well, they're busy trying to get a bigot their job
yeah.
back. So that,
they
that's
got time to take out just some talk radio show hosts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's issue like, if they wanted to gain credibility, this would be something that they need to definitely check in.
It's not about credibility. It's about coins.
Yeah, I believe it.
Thanks
okay.
for your call. Listen, ladies, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank
Nakia
you.
Paulette, senior. You are getting ready to graduate this year.
Not this year, Liz.
Oh.
I have a couple more semesters to go. I've taken on a minor. So.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say one final thing. We are looking for 1,000 signatures per campus. St. Louis U, WashU, UMSL, Harrisville, Webster. Give us a call, 367-5959. Get involved. Take time for social justice.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Jamala, thank you so much. We're going to take a break. I'm Liz Brown. Stay with me.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, stop
but the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger.
We are absolutely overjoyed and relieved, and we welcome this news of Jill Carroll's safe release.
Abby Wright with the Committee to Protect Journalists. The American Reporter is soon going to be going home nearly 3 months after she was kidnapped in Iraq.
All I can say right now is that I'm just happy to be free. I was treated very well. It's important people know that I was not harmed. They never said they would hit me, never threatened me in any way. And I was, and I'm just happy to be free and want to be with my family.
More from ABC's Aaron Katursky in Washington.
Jill Carroll's release comes shortly after three Christian pacifists who had been taken hostage were rescued by coalition forces. The vast majority of kidnapped victims in Iraq, though, have been killed. Jill Carroll herself on Baghdad television said, "I lost hope in being set free." More than three dozen reporters and their assistants have been abducted in Iraq since the war began.
Upon learning the news, the president said, "Thank God." President Bush is in Cancun for meetings with Mexico's President Fox and Canadian Prime Minister Harper. They'll discuss immigration reform, an issue which they don't always agree upon. Randall McCloy is going home. The only survivor of the West Virginia coal mine disaster left a rehab center in Morgantown this morning. His wife Anna remembered the 12 miners who didn't make it.
The families of Randy's co-workers and friends are celebrating with us today, just as we continue to mourn with them. Please keep all of us in your thoughts and prayers.
McCloy is talking and walking with the aid of a cane. Jury deliberations resume in the sentencing trial of Zacharias Moussaoui. The admitted Al-Qaeda member could get life in prison or the death penalty. Major League Baseball taking a swing at steroid abuse among its players, including Barry Bonds, who's close to breaking the home run record.
At this point, there are a lot of questions about how a steroid investigation will go over within baseball and if players will even cooperate, since they have no legal reason forcing them to answer questions. Also, it's yet to be seen if there is evidence found of steroid use. How will players be penalized, if at all?
This is ABC News.
It's Toyota's premier event, going on now at your Toyota dealer. No matter what you're looking for, we've got your favorite Toyota models, including four doors, two doors, four cylinder, V6 and V8 engines, the latest in hybrid technology, and much more. Toyota's premier event is on. This is your chance for huge savings now. But hurry, you won't want to miss this. Toyota, moving forward.
Thanks for helping me move, Liz.
Sure.
Time for that California Chardonnay we love.
Ooh, Corbett Canyon?
Canyon.
I hope we're never going to find a corkscrew.
Oh, don't need one. Got the new Corbett Canyon Premium Wine Cask.
Clever.
Keeps air out, flavor in. Just turn the tap for a glass of crisp, refreshing Chardonnay.
Mmm. Where'd you find it?
Premium Wine Section near Woodbridge.
Bet a woman invented it.
Why's that?
Clever, practical, don't need a tool to open it.
Good taste is worth repeating. The new Premium Wine Cask, only from Corbett Canyon. Corbett Canyon Vineyard, San Luis Obispo, California.
What good is a lie detector that doesn't tell the truth? ABC News Chief Investigative Correspondent Brian Ross looks into it.
1,500 American police departments and the U.S. military have been using a new kind of voice lie detector that the Pentagon now admits doesn't detect lies. The machine, sold by a Florida company for $10,000 apiece, has been growing in popularity among police, despite growing questions about its scientific validity and the credentials of its inventor, Dr. Charles Humble.
I don't believe there has been an independent scientific study that shows this actually works.
Pentagon official Robert Rogalski says a new study being released today found its ability to detect lies no better than chance.
In other words, flipping a coin.
I'm Brian Ross, ABC News.
Another state is getting lotto fever. North Carolina's first daily numbers game debuts today. Now the entire East Coast has at least one game of its own. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU News Update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Thursday, Illinois is under a federal disaster declaration after the tornadoes and severe thunderstorms that ripped through the state earlier this month. The declaration by President Bush makes all Illinois counties eligible to apply for hazard mitigation assistance. Illinois Congressman Jerry Costello is applauding the declaration, saying the assistance will help local responders be ready for the next storm. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin is calling on Amtrak to commit funds toward expansion of routes in Illinois. The state legislature is considering a plan to more than double its $12 million commitment to Amtrak routes. Durbin says the state will commit to covering the cost of operating four new trains if Amtrak will cover the cost of the trains themselves. The funding could provide new round-trip service on routes from Chicago to Quincy, Carbondale, and St. Louis. Finally this hour, a humanitarian worker with Catholic Relief Services is trying to raise awareness about the conflict in Sudan. Matthew McGarry, a coordinator for CRS, just returned to the United States after spending a year and a half in Darfur. McGarry says it's important for the American people to get involved.
Organize a prayer vigil at your church, organize a meeting at your university. But just there are many, many small things that people in the United States can do to raise awareness and to pressure our government to do something about what's going on in Sudan, in Darfur in particular, because until that happens, the conflict will not be resolved.
More than 180,000 people have been killed since the conflict in Darfur broke out 3 years ago. To help, you can make an online donation to Catholic Relief Services at www.crs.org. This WGNU News Report is brought to you by Accountemps. Call today for the free 2006 salary guide and find out the latest salary ranges for the accounting and finance profession. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier for Radio Free St. Louis.
Good morning, St. Louis. 7 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. We're looking at this hour's traffic and weather. This hour's traffic is sponsored by McDonald's. Eastbound 40 at Laclede Station, there's an accident still cleared, but traffic is still back up through McKnight. Southbound 170 in Brentwood, there's an injury accident. Two right lanes are blocked. There is another accident north of there blocking the right lane. There are delays through Olive. Eastbound 44 from 141 to 270. Look for no problems report. Northbound 270 at 44. Everything has returned back to normal. Westbound 270 at 367 all the way into Washington Elizabeth. Look for stop and go traffic. Westbound 40 between Hampton and Hanley. Slow traffic there. Southbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway is closed due to road construction. Northbound 170 at Forest Park Parkway is closed as well. Westbound 5570 at the Poplar Street Bridge. No problems there. Lindbergh at McDonald Boulevard, look for traffic lights not working. They're on red flash. Big Bend at Reese, look for an injury accident. And that is a look at this hour's traffic. This hour's traffic has been sponsored by the McDonald's. Enjoy a little daylight savings at McDonald's. Stop in for one of three delicious breakfast extra value meals like an Egg McMuffin, hash browns, and a small coffee, all for under $3. McDonald's, I'm loving it. Now, taking a look at your WGNU forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Saturday, for today, partly sunny in the morning, becoming mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, high around 70 this evening, showers and thunderstorms to continue, with them possibly being severe with damaging wind and large hail, lows should be in the mid-50s. Friday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Friday evening, partly cloudy with a low in the lower 40s. Then on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 55 degrees under cloudy skies. Lambert Field is reporting 55 as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news traffic, or your news and your weather in the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU.
This is Liz Brown, and I want to remind you that Tuesday, April 4th, is Election Day all over our region. In the city of St. Louis, we have a critically important school board race, and there is also a charter change that would make it harder to recall your alder people. In University City, there's an important mayoral race, as well as aldermen and school board races. And there are important school board races in Hazelwood and in Riverview Gardens. We have seen in St. Louis what happens when the wrong choices are made on a school board. So get involved. Volunteer to work on campaigns. Call your neighbors and let them know who to support. And if you can, take off Election Day and work the polls. And if you are unable to vote on Election Day, call your election board and find out how to vote absentee. And finally, remember, vote on Election Day, April 4th. The future of our children and the future of our community depend on it.
You're listening to the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown on AM 920 WGNU.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, tell me, sister.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg, hope for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight. Remember that. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress.
the progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air, young brothers. Help me, sister.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. I'm Liz Brown. Get to me. Get to me. I want to talk about, I want to talk about immigration, and I want to talk about the NAACP. I believe that, you know what? Y'all know the radio station number. Y'all know what you need to do. I'm trying to formulate in the words in my mouth so that they do not come out in a cussing type of manner. But the fact of the matter is that what this local NAACP is doing is intolerable, and I feel your rage, and you should be angry. And you should be calling, you know what, I think that the people need to be calling the NAACP National Office to express their outrage. And also, you know, one of the things that needs to be told is one of the reasons why there's so few people, so few black people involved in the NAACP in the city of St. Louis, and why it's reduced down into a group of a leader. The head of the NAACP, Harold Crumpton, who buy him for a penny, get back some change. Oh, and yes, I said it, and I will say it again. Buy him for a penny and get back some change. Harold Crumpton. He is owned by he was missing in action on the school board issue. Missing in action on police brutality issues, and as a matter of fact, the person that the bigot that they are holding the hand up, trying to get his job back, has said that police should kill people when they flee the police. They should be killed. The police should kill people. The NAACP, I want all of you out there who have contacted the NAACP looking for a little something, looking for some help. You know what? I'm not even interested in the people that are looking for some help. I'm looking for the people that have called the NAACP in the city of St. Louis and haven't gotten a return phone call. Not even a phone call. When you listen to the message on the local NAACP answering machine, if you have a complaint, Leave your name and number. Also, our stuff is complaint. They are advocating for a bigot to get their job back. Is there a white organization out there that's advocating for this bigot to get his job back? Is there a white organization that's advocating for them to get their job back? I'm not aware of the white organization that's advocating for a bigot to get their job back. I don't know every white organization that's out there, but I haven't heard one. I haven't heard one. This is why we need to call out people like Ted Hoskins. When Ted Hoskins takes all kinds of monies from pro-voucher people, hangs out with voucher fanatics, you know, he kicks it with voucher fanatics, the lobbyists, you know, he's Jack Abramoffing with voucher fanatics. The reason why they feel comfortable in doing that is because they think they can get away with it. Y'all have to stay on the phone. You got to get down to Jefferson City. You got to email. You got to stay in the faces of these people. And you've got to let people know that this is not about black people. These are about people that have been bought for a penny and they've gotten back change. Harold Crumpton is no different than Ted Hoskins. He is no different than Rodney Hubbard. They are selling out to top dollars. It's beyond absurd for the NAACP to say we're about forgiveness. What are you talking about? NAACP wasn't born out of forgiveness. It was born because black people were being called coons and killed. And here in the year 2005, apparently up is down, down is up. Now the same organization is trying to get a bigot his job back. A bigot his job back. You're on the wake-up call.
How you doing, Liz?
I'm outstanding.
You said you wanted a caller to call in that had some dealings with the NAACP.
Did they have a press conference for you and try to right your wrong? Did they call you back?
Now, let me tell you what happened. I was working for the Department of Agriculture.
Uh-huh.
That was created here in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
I was the chief shop steward for the American Federation of Government Employees.
Uh-huh.
And they have this arcane rule that they can fire you for no reason the first year. That's why they're rioting in France. And so they were just getting rid of black people. All black people. That's all they were getting rid of. I called Clay. I called the NAACP because I couldn't do anything as a steward. Even though I could barely do anything anyway. But, and nobody responded.
You never got a call
back. For
5 years
I did it, Liz. For 5 years I stressed myself out to get some help. And they're still doing it down there. They're just firing black people. And the NAACP hears it right now. They know.
Well, no. Okay, so the NAACP, after you called them and left them a message and contacted them.
Letters, emails,
letters. Well, what all the information that you got to them. And it turns out that they're only interested in getting bigots their jobs back.
That's it.
Getting a bigot their job back. Okay, now we know their gig.
Okay.
Now we know their gig.
I love you.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Jim.
Hello there, Liz.
Yes.
You're just funny.
I'm outstanding.
In all the many years I listened to you and talked to you, I finally find something we can agree upon, and that's this jerk on that radio station. And man, you're right on target there, and I find it absolutely appalling that anybody would want his job returned, and it's the NAACP.
It is unacceptable, it is outrageous, and it is indefensible, and you need to call the KTRS and make sure that they don't give him that bigot his job back.
I will, but they don't take right-wing Republican calls.
Oh, yes, they do. Yes, they do. That's all they take. So if you feel comfortable in calling them, you will be welcome with open arms.
Hey, listen, anyway, kiddo, keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Lois.
Hi, good morning, Liz.
Good
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm outstanding.
Oh, I just got to make a comment about that NAACP. I am so mad. I can just see the racist whites all across the state of Missouri just laughing their heads off. That was the most embarrassing situation I ever seen. I could not believe that they were that ignorant. And the mentality that they still have trying to please the white man, it's like they, it's,
what it
they,
is?
They can't feel validated unless they're some white people accept them or something. And we're still trying to fight for that acceptance. And
no, they are.
I thought
they
that
are.
Died years ago, but apparently it's still...
What it is, Lois, the phrase for it, or the two words, self-loathing. The NAACP, Harold Crumpton, is a self-loathing sellout man who will take money from anybody against the interest of our community, just about anybody. I don't know of anybody that hasn't offered him a gig. I mean, the fact he's working for Francis Slay right now, he's been appointed to a board by Francis Slay right now, so there's nothing that Francis Slay can't demand that Harold Crumpton doesn't dance to.
It is outrageous. St. Louis got too many of those black sellouts.
That's the reason why we can't. Well, no, the reason why it's up to us. We have got to roll over them. We have got to move beyond them, because the fact of the matter is that when you have, I mean, the fact of the matter is that the NAACP in the city of St. Louis cares more about a bigot getting their job back than a black person who's been discriminating getting hung.
Isn't that the most
getting hung? It is.
That's embarrassing.
It's outrageous.
So horribly embarrassing.
It is outrageous. Thanks for your call.
Okay.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. William.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Great. Well, these preacher men, if you lift up their shirt, they got a dollar sign for a belt buckle.
Mm.
You know that?
Mm.
Hey, did you see Bush stumbling down the carpet to meet the leaders?
You have to narrow down the particular incident for me to know exactly what you're talking about? That's not fair.
Oh, I know.
All right, so which time was he stumbling down the...
Oh, they showed it this morning. He's stumbling down a red carpet to meet these leaders.
Did it look like the kind of, and William, I'm not trying to get into your personal life or anything like that, but I've seen people that have stumbled as a result of imbibing. Did it look like, are you familiar with seeing somebody stumbling as a result of imbibing?
No, I've seen it as a result of Jack Daniels or Jim Beam. Have a good day, Liz.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
My turn. Good morning, Liz. Do you have the two numbers for the NAACP? I had a friend that tried to call them and get help for an incident that she had in a dime store, and they never called her back. And at that time, I was going to join the NAACP because I had just gotten here to St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They never called her back, so I never joined, and now I'm glad I didn't. But do you know their location here in this city?
Yeah, I believe it's on Euclid. Their number is 361-8600.
And they're on Euclid?
Yes, they are.
Okay, I'll find them.
All right.
Okay, take care.
All right.
You're doing great.
Thank you. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Good morning.
Hey, Liz.
Good morning.
The NAACP in St. Louis, they're worthless. I had an incident some years back where I, asked for their help, and
you get a phone call?
I actually went and met with them. They didn't do anything. They didn't move to do any action.
They didn't have a press conference about trying to get your issue resolved?
Yeah.
And let me ask you this. Okay, let's say that the NAACP in the city of St. Louis decided they want to get this bigot his job back. Why was there a need to hold a press conference? Why didn't they just go ahead and go about their busy work? They did something extra special that they have never done for a person of African descent. Never done for a person of African descent. They didn't have to do a press conference. They went an extra mile to get a bigot his job back.
I would think they would have going the extra mile for me when you have a supervisor talking about how their grandfather still hangs them high in the South. I would suspect that they would help me on that. But this this talk show host, this guy, the way he used to attack black people on the radio, the way he would hang up on them and try to take particular words they would say and take them out of context, the attacks telling, you know, black callers that I make more money than you and I pay more taxes in a year than you make in your salary. That guy there, he doesn't need to be on the radio, but, you know, he can say whatever he wants to say, but...
Oh, but there are consequences, okay?
I'm surprised he survived as long as he did.
There are consequences. His job didn't want him back, and the other job didn't want him back. He's a bigot, and no one should want him back, period.
He defended that Bill Bennett, or whoever that guy was that made that statement about aborting black children. He defended
bigot.
That.
Bigot.
He was just taking the position.
No, he was
of
a bigot.
The devil's advocate.
No,
okay,
the devil.
Well, why would he say he believed what he said?
Well, here, wait a minute. The devil doesn't need any advocates. Thanks for your call. 454-04. Hey, nobody. What, you gonna put that in your resume? I advocate on behalf of the devil. Shoot. Okay. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You're on the wake up call.
Good morning, Miss Brown.
Robert. Good morning.
Doing fine, thank you. Ms. Brown, I'd like to know, Downey, I'd like to get in touch with him. Could you give me his number, please?
Peter Downs, you mean?
Yes, ma'am.
I do not have his number in front of me. I will try to get you a number during the break.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so just keep listening.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. Larry.
Yes. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
See, is that just heard on another talk show? That guy's the new spokesperson.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, I have.
Shut up.
I just heard it on another radio station a few minutes ago.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, he is.
The spokesperson for the NAACP.
Yes, ma'am. I just heard it on another station. I had to call you right away.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's crazy.
No, I mean, what does that mean? What kind of, that they're paying him?
He's their new spokesperson. I just heard it a few minutes ago, about 5 minutes ago. I said I got to call Liz right away.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. We need to take a break. My name is Liz Brown. Before we do that, ladies, come on. There are just a few more slots left. I would really recommend that you call, like, right now, because there's only a few slots left for this wonderful opportunity. We've been talking about this for just a few days now. It's an 8-week lose the inches challenge at Get Down Mama. Who's Get Down Mama? Got to exercise to drop off the weight naturally, Mama. 8 weeks, you get Latin salsa, African style dance, belly dance, no more flabby abs, total fitness, Pilates, half hour massage, half hour personal training, all for $100. This is a $300 value. And you get this $100 for 8 weeks. Plus, if you lose the most inches, you will win $500 cash. $500 cash. You must register by tomorrow. There's only a few slots left. Please call now so that you can get in and get to be, and be part of this Lose Inches and Win Money. 524-6162, 524-6162. Get down, Mama. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. We're taking a break. I'm going to get at you when I get back. Stay with me.
Para donde vas? Para donde vas? Para donde vas? ¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas? ¿Para dónde vas,
muchacha?
¿Para dónde vas?
Oye, mujer.
¿Para dónde vas?
Dime.
¿Para dónde vas? ¿Dónde vas?
Si vas al baile, baila conmigo. Si vas al carnaval, quiero ir contigo. Si vas a donde quiera, donde quiero aquí.
Time again to register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
I am Stella Hughes, asking you to vote for Shelley Welch on April 4th if you are tired of the good old boy network in University City. Vote for Shelley Welch if you want to be included when changes are being made in the city that affect you and your neighborhood. If you want positive progress for University City, vote for Shelley Welch. Vote for Shelley Welch if you agree that City Hall has become complacent. It is time for change in University City. On April 4th, vote for Shelley Welch.
Paid for by Shelley Welch for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
Hi, my name is Ambria. I'm a student in Riverview Gardens School District. I'm telling all my friends and family to come out on April 4th and vote for Ms. Bobby Small and Mr. Fred Winston. I want a good quality education, and they assure me I'll get one. Punch number 61 and 65 on April 4th.
Paid for by committee to elect Small and Winston, Ashley Terry, Treasurer.
Hi, this is Brett Rosen with Head Thumping Talk Radio on WGNU. Just letting you know that we are moving to a new time from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. every Thursday morning, dedicated to making you mad or making you think since 1999. Watching everything the engineer would
move. Big Brother is watching, and we're watching Big Brother. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Frank.
You don't know how you met me, you don't know why you can't turn around and say goodbye. All you know is when I'm with you, I make you free and swim through your veins like a fish in the sea. I'm singing, follow me, everything is alright. I'll be the one to tuck you in at night. And if you want to leave, I can guarantee you won't find nobody else like me.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. You're on the Wake Up Call. Good morning.
Good morning, Liz. How you doing?
I'm outstanding.
Brother Gene from the Citizens Coalition to Fight Enemy Domain.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I was really calling to possibly give to you and your listening audience some information that has not yet hit the radar screen. And that is on Saturday, for those who wish to discuss issues that they're concerned about with their legislators, the Black Legislative Black Caucus will be in St. Louis on Saturday at Harris Stowe's Teachers College in a town hall meeting from 10 to 2 on Saturday. So I encourage folks who have issues need to be there to discuss their issues.
Thanks for your
call. And we'll send you a brochure.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Good morning.
You know, isn't this the same NAACP that came out with a news press conference about this man for the slur? Now, why that 100, and of course you said, the NAACP came out and then against it, and then what do we have, a 180-degree turn? What have they done for the firefighters? Did they do a press conference for them? The latest class of policemen with no African Americans? What did they do for Marlon Gray, and what are they doing for Reggie Clemens, among a few other things? I just wanted to put that out there.
All right.
This is we do need to call the and people be there. Why don't you join NAACP? You know, when I was through with them, when they decided to to honor somebody down at Laclede Gas. That was it. That was a crowning insult for me. And now with these high bills, but I think the man was told by slaves. He came out to this press conference one day, and 2 days later, he changed his mind. I think Slake gave him his orders, and he marched.
Thanks.
You have a wonderful day.
Thanks for your call. 454-0400 is my phone number. Louise.
Hello.
Good morning.
I've called your show many a times. I'm really having problems. I live 5118 DeSalle. And this lady lives next door to me. She lives there by herself, but she let these young men come over and sell drugs in my driveway.
Have you talked to your older person?
I've went up there. I talked to Alderman Carter. I've talked to Joe Thielen, and to get in touch with Buck Green. I can't get no results.
Mm.
We get cussed out over here. It's sad.
Here's what you need to do. Have you written a letter? Have you written this down?
No.
Here's what you need to do. Write it down so that there's a record of this.
Yes.
Okay, write it down, send and certify the letter to Greg Carter.
All right.
Certify it, and then CC me a copy, too.
All right.
Okay, do that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much.
454-0400 is my phone number. Irene J. Smith.
Good morning, Liz Brown. Good morning. I heard Brother Reverend Eugene Fowler talking about the Black Caucus being here. And originally that meeting was set up to give people an opportunity to give testimony about eminent domain. But we got to take opportunities when they present themselves. This is an opportunity for us to talk to these folks face to face about this voucher situation as well. So they're going to be in town to deal with eminent domain. People need to show up and show out.
Okay, clown. Because the fact of the matter is that these people. We want to know why Rodney Hubbard was meeting with a lobbyist all of those times. We want to know why Ted Hoskins didn't put his district in the bill. We want to know that.
That's exactly right. But, you know, this is an opportunity, short notice. I haven't seen anything, any press releases to go out about it.
How is it that I didn't get a notice about it? How is that?
So, but they're putting out some little flyers now, the weekend before the election. But,
uh-huh.
Hey, take the opportunity.
It's an opportunity
to go there.
It's Saturday when?
It's Saturday from 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
At Harris Stowe. And I think it's the science building. I'm not sure if someone else knows, but we'll get the information for sure tomorrow to you. That's an opportunity to talk to
them.
That's a fact. To let them know how you feel about all issues.
That's fact.
So
that's
you got to take opportunity when it presents itself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you. Wait a minute. All right. That's right. That's what I'm going to remind
April
you.
April 1st, ward meeting is canceled because we won't be able to use the church because of the bishop is coming there, but it will be the next month. We will have a meeting, but the April the 1st meeting, which is this Saturday, is canceled, so there will not be a first ward award meeting.
Very good.
But the alderman will not be having a meeting this month.
This
okay?
Saturday, 10 o'clock at Harris Stowe. Black Caucus is coming to town. It's time to talk to them about this voucher bill, and particularly since now the vote is before the vote hasn't taken
place.
The
vote has not been
That's
taken
right.
up.
That's
it's
right.
It's going to be taken up
That's
on
right.
Monday.
That's
an
right.
opportunity. And
That's
those
right.
of you who have been impacted by eminent domain, you need to get out. You need to talk to them and tell them how you want this bill that's pending, what amendments you want to be put on before it's too late.
That's
so
right.
It won't be a blanket amendment.
That's right.
Or
That's
a blank
right.
amendment.
That's right.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Dave.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
Liz, I'd like to go on record as opposing to this media debacle of this guy that's the president of the NAACP. Now, I think the NAACP, I think the P is now is a PR firm for other community. You have a great day, Liz.
All right. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Shelley?
Yes. At your 6 o'clock hour, you had mentioned about not forgiving.
It's usually Michelle. Okay. 6 o'clock hour, I said that, the NAACP said as their reason why they wanted to get the bigot back his job is because they're in the business of forgiving. And I said the NAACP was not born out of forgiveness. It was born out of the murder. It was born out of the rape. It was born out of the robbery. It was I'm not finished yet. It's born out of the lawlessness. It's born out of racist crimes committed against people because of their African ancestry. It was not born out of forgiving bigots. It's about punishing bigots.
Liz?
I finished what I have to say. You may go on now.
I didn't know if you were done.
I just told you. I just made a comment
that you couldn't forgive, and I was just wondering, have you ever noticed in the Bible if you can't forgive, you won't be forgiven on Judgment Day?
So how do you
feel? Does that not worry you?
I'm not worried about my relationship with God at all.
I ain't going to forgive you.
No, because and it's so fascinating to me to listen to you talk about forgiveness. Well, actually, what I'm trying to do is to see how inconsistent you are, to demonstrate how inconsistent you are with His word.
I forgive you daily.
But here's the thing. Nobody that is listening to the sound of your nasty, intolerant voice believes you. Okay, and neither does God. 454-0400 is my phone number. Get to me. You're on the wake-up call. Good morning.
Ms. Brown.
Betty.
I need yard signs.
You need yard signs?
Yeah.
Oh. You need yard signs for Donna Jones Peter Downs.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to try to get the number.
All along Riverview, you know, the homes there. They look so pretty.
There's two. You know what? There's two in my yard, Betty. Go grab one of mine.
Look, Liz, I'm starting up my car right now.
See, I knew you were going to take me. Go take one of mine.
I'm going to get one right now.
Just take one.
I'm coming out of the driveway.
All right.
Okay, love you.
I love you, too. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. You're on the wake-up call.
Yes, I want to talk about the prescription drug program, and this is we come under the category of a public service announcement for all the senior citizens that haven't signed up for that Part D plan. I think it's May 15th is the last day to enroll, and this is the kicker. If you don't enroll by May 15th, you will be penalized. In other words, they're going to charge you a penalty, and not only would be for the year that you signed up, but years that's coming up, prior years, you will be charged annually a penalty for not signing up on May 15th. So, I mean,
you know, I don't know what the answer is, Christine. I really don't know what the answer is, because it's typical of the odious laws and regulations that this administration has put out. It's really typical of that. It's just kind of like the immigration law, where they're going to put a priest in jail for giving a bowl of soup to a homeless immigrant.
Insult to injury.
And crime. Criminalizing human behavior, positive, powerful human behavior.
And I tell you another thing that was insulting to me, to see Francis Slay getting a TV opportunity to tell us about he had been called to jury duty.
Well, let's not repeat the story. Let's not repeat the story.
But I would just want to say that he knew that he wouldn't be able to serve, because anybody that is on the St. Louis Board of Police Commissioners, I believe they're exempt. So he knew darn well there was no possibility.
No, he's not exempt. He's not exempt from serving on the board. What's going to happen is nobody's going to choose him to sit on a jury. He was called. He actually got a call to go.
Well, I'm saying that he was giving us his impression that he might have to serve. But
well,
he wouldn't have to be, because he is disqualified because he's on that police board.
No, he's not disqualified by being on the police board. I used to be disqualified because I'm an attorney. There used to be what they call an exemption. There is no exemption because he was called. So what's going to happen is that what he knows that he's not going to serve simply because nobody's going to want him on their jury. So that's he knows he's not going to sit on anybody's jury.
Well, let me get to tell a listening audience something else.
Got to roll. Got to take a break. This is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. I got to show my face.
Register for the Friday Because We Care drawing. Be the third caller at 454-6660, and your name goes in the box to win a Because We Care package this Friday during the last part of the 9 o'clock hour. The third caller at 454-6660 gets registered. Call now.
My name is Peter Downs. In the last 3 years, we've seen St. Louis schools lose 25 accreditation points.
Peter Downs has been a public schools parent for 18 years and has two children currently in St. Louis public schools.
Violence in schools has soared and the dropout rate has shot up.
As publisher and editor of the St. Louis Schools Watch, Peter Downs has been an advocate for all children.
It is time to turn our schools around.
Peter Downs' reporting helped prod the management of St. Louis Public Schools to clean up lead contamination at Mann School.
Vote for me on April 4th. Let's build a school board that wants to educate every child. Let's build a school board that will work with parents and the community to build the kind of schools that St. Louisans want.
As a school board member, Peter Downs will be able to do even more.
Together, we can make a difference. Vote for Peter Downs for school board.
Peter Downs is a parent's choice for school board.
My name is Peter Downs. Vote for me on April 4th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Peter Downs, Kathy Steyer, Treasurer.
No more calls for the Friday drawing. We have our winner. No more calls at this time, please. Thank you.
You don't have to travel all the way to the mall to visit your Sears. Why don't you visit the only black-owned and operated Sears located at 3425 Union. That's 3425 Union. Sears, where else? Trifecta shopping experience, trifecta shopping experience, trifecta shopping experience. Great price, great location, and great customer service. That's what you get when you shop at Sears right here in our own community. I'm telling you, you can get deals that you don't get anyplace else. You don't have to go to the big mall. You don't have to go outside of your neighborhood. Just get on down to Sears at 3425 Union. That's right. I'm Liz Brown. Listen, when you talk to Jerome Williams, you tell him I told you to.
Hi, I'm Donna Jones, and your children's academic achievement will come first if you elect me to the St. Louis Board of Education. I'll work to lower class sizes, reopen alternative schools, and restore the 25 accreditation points that were squandered by the current board. I'll work to reduce top administrator salaries, stop the extension of the school day, and provide bus service to all students. Make schools lead safe and act on the Kerner Report. Most of all, I'll work to include parents, students, and teachers as part of the policy-making process. As a former parent liaison at Dewey International Study School, I know the importance of keeping communication lines open between families and school, because today's students have the potential to be tomorrow's leader. On Tuesday, April 4th, join me in putting students' achievement first. Vote for me, Donna Jones, for the St. Louis Board of Education.
Paid for by the committee to elect Donna Jones to the Board of Education, Connie Davis, Treasurer.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
My name is Shelley Welsh. I am running for mayor of University City, and I would like to ask for your support. We need a leader who will acknowledge that we can do better for our residents and our community, a leader who does not always see barriers to progress, but instead sees the possibilities for growth and greatness, a leader who encourages and welcomes citizen input and involvement in our community. I am that type of leader. I would appreciate your support on April 4th. Paid for by Shelley Welsh for Mayor, Julie Neiman, Treasurer.
The people, the issues affecting your life, right here, right now, on the award-winning Wake Up Call.
I don't want no robots for working 50 years from 9 to 5. Oh, while the boss is guzzling champagne and I'm building beer and some dive.
loving for me like a natural man.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. This is Liz Brown. My number here is 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. And before I get to some of you all, I need to tell you, this is the tomorrow's the last day. Tomorrow's the last day. And here's a way that you can register for this. You can call or you can go to getdownmama.com. $100, 8-week, lose the inches challenge, unlimited fitness classes, all for $100. And all you have to do is email getdownmama.com. If you lose the most inches, you will win $500. So get down, mama. Handle your business. And there are only a few slots left. So for those that are on the web, go to getdownmama.com. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Get to me. Scott.
Yeah, what we're doing in Iraq is not forgiveness, it's not mercy, it's the opposite.
Mm.
You know, and when America forgives...
Scott, if I can just interrupt for 1 second. I said earlier on my show in the 6 o'clock hour that it appears that what the United States has done, or what this administration has done in our name in Iraq, has lit the fuse for a fire that is going to set the world on fire, for flames that are going to set the world on fire.
Right. That's right.
It's madness. It is so much worse than what we know. And it is, Iraq is going to explode. And we lit the match.
Yeah, and Blaxell will forgive America when America forgives Osama bin Laden.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. It's just despicable. It's just despicable. NAACP says, we're in the business of forgiving. No. What you're in the business of is righting wrong and not being scared to confront, speak truth to power, not to capitulate for some coins, not to carry the water for bigots, not to advocate on behalf of bigots, bigots that have been bigots the entire time that they've been on the planet Earth, bigots. And that's why everybody, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I know how angry you are right now. Here's where you need to go. This Saturday, the Black Caucus, who did not file an amendment on time to exempt the city of St. Louis out of the vouchers program. Ted Hoskins, who's taken more money from voucher people than I don't know of anybody in the United States as an elected official. I don't know who has more money from voucher fanatics than Ted Hoskins. Running to close seconds, of course, is Rodney Hubbard. They're going to be here. They haven't told you about it. They haven't called you about it. Have you gotten a notice from your legislators that they're going to be at Harris Stowe at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning? Oh, you better be there. You best believe I'll be there. You best believe it. Black Caucus coming to town at Harris Stowe. They need to answer to you about this voucher piece. Y'all got a few minutes. I said, bring your family Saturday morning at 10 o'clock at Harris Stowe. Just follow the cars. You'll be able to find out what building it is. Harris Stowe's not that big. Get on down to Harris Stowe and demand and find out from your elected officials why on earth Ted Hoskins didn't include, if it's such a great deal, why didn't Ted Hoskins include his school district in it? Maybe because Rita Days said no to him. They need to answer to us. We pay their freight. They say that they're there about us. They need to answer to us. Y'all need to be there at 10 o'clock at Harris Stowe because a Black Caucus is supposed to come to town. And y'all need to be there this Saturday at 10 o'clock at Harris Stowe. Bring your family, because that's how big of an issue this is. You'll be able to talk and confront these people face to face. They're not supposed to feel comfortable about hanging out with lobbyists. They're not supposed to feel like they can do anything to us. And we'll take it. Connie Johnson said that she didn't have time to put an amendment on for the city of St. Louis. But they did endorse Slay's candidates. You need to ask them these questions. They need to answer to us. 500,000 people showed up in the streets on Sunday because they knew a wrong when they saw a wrong. You do too. You need to confront these people, because when you leave them alone to their own devices, as Ted Hoskins would say, how much you got? How much you got? What you need and how much you got? Sunday at 10 o'clock at Harris Stowe. You need to be there. Pass the word on. Call your friends. You can take an hour out of your time on a Saturday morning. You can get up, run over, talk to these folks. You got time. I'm sorry, a short notice, but that's how stuff rolls. They didn't tell us. They didn't tell us. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free is 1-877-920-WGNU. Tell you what, we're going to bring it to a close today. But that's all right. I'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stay strong. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell my brothers how to listen. It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
And people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that the blow that the blow made.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how do you listen?
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. She says she feels good, was never harmed, but had given up hope of being rescued. But that's what happened today to Jill Carroll. Iraqi Ambassador Zalmi Khalizan has gotten a chance to talk with her.
She's anxious to get home, and we will do all that we can to help her get home as quickly as possible.
President Bush got word of it on